past that basketball court where the fine brothers play?
I heard that.
I knew you would.
Just give me a minute to put on some makeup.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Even when exercise is the last thing on your mind, don't give in to excuses. Your sisters can provide the motivation and support you need to eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. With the power of sisterhood, there's just no excuse not to live a healthier life. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Klimchak.
We'll take two peanut brittles. Raising money for school?
No, picking on your kid at school.
What? Our Henry?
I'm the class bully.
Well, forget the peanut brittle.
Look, I'm not going to pull any punches. Get it? But every day, I start fights with your kid on the playground.
But you...
I take his lunch money.
Honey, what do we do?
What do we do?
Hey, I've got some answers.
It's McGruff, the crime dog.
Bullies don't just walk up and introduce themselves. When kids worry about bullying, you have to read the clues. They may not want to go to school. Their grades may drop.
Our Henry hasn't mentioned a bully.
That's another thing. Kids don't want to talk about it.
I don't mean to twist your arm. Sorry. But you might want to get involved.
Well...
Oops, late for lunch. Gotta trip a kid with his tray.
How do you stop bullies? Well, with words to your kids, school administrators, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Do you suffer from frequent bad headaches that disrupt your life? If so, you may be one of the 28 million Americans who suffer from migraines. I'm Marcia Cross, and I know firsthand how debilitating migraines can be, making even the simplest things impossible. There were times when I felt like I let people down because a migraine got in the way of being there when I was needed. And I lived in fear of when the next migraine would strike. But fortunately, I saw a doctor and got diagnosed. Now I try to avoid things that trigger migraines, but I still may get one from time to time. So I take the medicine my doctor prescribed at the first sign of migraine pain. Getting relief starts with getting the right diagnosis. Unfortunately, nearly half the people who suffer from migraines have not been properly diagnosed. If you suffer from frequent bad headaches, visit womenshealthresearch.org, take the headache quiz, and talk to your doctor. If you're diagnosed with migraines, know that there's hope. Take it from me. You don't have to let migraines control your life. I certainly don't.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop trying to say. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop trying to say. Our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920. WGNU, you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Well, it's happened. It's happened. Folks have just gone too far. Folks have just gone too far. I was reading an editorial I was reading an editorial about what's happening in Lebanon with the Israeli army and the Hezbollah. And someone was quoting a Israeli soldier who was asked about the hundreds of Lebanese civilian deaths. And what was his comment on? This is a soldier that was on NPR. You know what the soldier said? Well, they shouldn't have been living in a place that was near the Hezbollah. Ain't that some cold-blooded stuff? Innocent civilians, well, you should have got out the way. Well, you should have got out the way. Headline in the New York Times today. Tide of Arab opinion turns to support for the Hezbollah. Saudis, Egyptians, who were originally critical, are supporting them. Hundreds of Lebanese dead. Hundreds of Lebanese dead. The vaunted Israeli military being held off for 15 days. The tide of public opinion across the Arab world is surging behind the Hezbollah, turning the leader into a folk hero and forcing a change in official statements. What are those changes? Well, the Saudi royal family, who were more worried about the Shiite power in Iran rising, are scrambling to distance themselves from who else but George W. Bush. My, how the tide is changing. I'll be back.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else? Indeed, washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. It's Friday. You need a new refrigerator. Some of you, I know you do. Just throw it away. Get a new one. At Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. That's right, Sears, Union and Natural Bridge. Make your house look like a home. Make your house look like a castle. Make your house look like the bomb. My name is Liz Brown. When you get on over to Sears, you get your shop on. Tell them I told you to.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs. Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me right here on WGNU, 920 AM, on Friday nights for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Yeah, right.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. If you want to email me, well, You can do that at 1-8 at revolution@lizbrown.com. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Mm. Yes, Liz. There's one silver lining as the nation is going through the worst year since 1968 with total chaos at home and abroad. Pollsters are picking it up, and it's not that there's love of the Democratic Party. It's that this is one of the major train wrecks in U.S. history, and the people want to punish the party in power. There is going to be a massive Democratic landslide in November, and 2 years after that, there will be a Democratic president. This man has done for the Republican Party what Lyndon Johnson did for the Democratic Party. The Democrats have been paying for Vietnam for 40 years. Hopefully it's now the Republicans' turn for their 40 years in the wilderness. Thank you very much, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I understand that Francis Slay is not your favorite, well, let's put it this way, politician in the whole world.
Well, no, wait a minute. Let me just jump in here. My understanding and assessment of Francis Slay has nothing to do whether I personally like him or not. I'm only telling you what he does and the impact of it.
Okay?
Okay. It's not about like or dislike. It's about an elected official and assessing what he or she does and the impact of it. It ain't personal.
Fair enough. Well, while we're on that issue, I don't know if you had a chance to hear him or not, but Charlie Dooley was on yesterday, and he was on TV, and the reporter asked him why there are no National Guardsmen in St. Louis County, and he said we don't need them. he said we don't need them.
Well, maybe he read that article. Maybe he read the article that they were scared, that they were spooked. He said that they don't need them. Okay, why? What else did he say?
Well, he said that the people of North St. Louis County should be patient, because the airmen workers are working as hard as they can, and, you know, we have things in place already. And I'm thinking, you know what, after 9 days, the people in Spanish Lake and Bell Fountain and what have you, they would have liked to have seen some National Guardsmen come in and do something.
I think that we need to ask the same question about where the National Guard are in the city of St. Louis. Okay, because the fact of the matter is that they're supposed to still be knocking on people's doors. They were originally supposed to be knocking on people's doors, and as of the middle of the week, they had stopped knocking on people's doors, and they were picking up tree limbs. One would think that the focus would be on human life as opposed to the because we have to ask the question, why were there only 300 National Guard people called out for an outage of 500,000 people? Who's that? What's that press conference about? I mean, it seems to me that serves solely as an opportunity to say that we've tried to do something. 300 is not enough for the county and the city. Now, in the city, it was 500,000 people. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I think that there is plenty of assessment to go around in terms of, is that a commentary of the fact that all of our National Guards are in Iraq and we don't have enough National Guard? Because, Solomon, isn't what happened a little over a week ago exactly what the National Guard was put together to deal with?
Exactly.
You know, so where they at?
Exactly. And one last thing. I wanted to know, and I don't know if you knew this, but why did almost nobody lose telephone service?
Actually, I don't know what numbers for nobody, but lots of people. I know people who have Southwestern Bell. They still don't have their phone. I know people, lots of people that have Charter, they lost their phone. I didn't lose my phone, but I do know of some people who lost their phone, and I don't know how widespread it was. And what is interesting to me, Solomon, is how did Southwestern Bell people lose their phones? And Charter, it's cable. How did they lose their phones?
Well, when cable goes out, from what I understand from that, everything goes out.
But here's the thing. I know people who had their electricity, and they lost their cable.
Oh, wow.
That's all you
we
can
do. We got
a
lot of things to do.
Yes, we do. Thanks
all
for
right,
your
you have
call.
A good day.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Yes, it's bad. Yes, it's bad. But in Fresno, a searing heat wave nearly 2 weeks old is responsible for more than 100 people dying. 100 people dying. We've lost three. It's just horrible. 1-877-920-WGNU. Ed.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I kind of give you a little background on the telephone service. Most of the new phones require some type of electrical service. You know, you plug your phone and then you plug it into the phone line. Well, I have a business and I had like five lines that were gone. So after one day of not being able to do business, we were lucky enough we had an old Princess telephone at home. Brought that down to the office, okay? And that's how I conducted some business. And
it wasn't pretty looking, but you got business done.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to take business orders by hand, not on a computer and all of that weird stuff. And but I will say that most people, when they go out and buy a phone, they're going to buy a phone that's got some kind of electrical power
that
powers
right.
the lights and
that's
all
right.
of this and the
that's
holes
right.
and all of that.
That's right.
So that's why you lost telephone service. But if you had a hard line, your phones were okay.
Oh, but there were some people that actually had electricity and lost their phone lines.
Now that I can't explain. Okay, all I know is that after one day of losing business, I said, "I'll be damned. I got to do something."
And you went and dug up a Prince's phone. Ah,
an old blue Prince's phone. You would be surprised.
Was it sky
and the
blue?
Same thing still works after 30 years.
Was it sky? Was it? Is it sky blue?
Yes, it is. My wife bought it when we first got married. I don't know. We've been married 33 years, and for some odd reason, it just kind of hung out in the basement someplace. But it sure came in handy.
Thank you,
Liz.
Did you take pictures?
Pardon me?
Did you take pictures?
Nice. I was trying to make some money. I didn't take no dang pictures.
Thanks for your call, Ed.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry all the way to 170 looks good. Northbound 270 at 44 is on the move. Eastbound 70 at 79. That traffic's building this hour. Westbound 270 at Illinois Route 3 all the way to Canal Bridge. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from 109 to Williams Road. There's paving operations. Right lane's closed. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge is starting to see some delays, especially westbound Kingbridge traffic at the 5570 split. Very heavy volume going on there. Basically, that's due to a couple of things. One is the westbound 5570 on the PSB paving operations have traffic backed up through 3rd Street, and westbound Eastbridge traffic, the right lane remains closed at the Missouri end due to storm damage, so traffic is slows near to mid-span. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Just how thirsty are you? Quench your thirst without ever leaving the cool air conditioning of your car with a Hugo-sized drink at McDonald's for just 89 cents. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and a heat advisory is in effect again beginning tomorrow, but I think it will be in effect actually through today because of the fact that the heat index is expected to reach above 100 degrees by this afternoon. Otherwise, hot and humid today, partly sunny, a chance for showers, high in the mid-90s with the heat index around 101 by this afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy, a chance of showers with a low in the mid-70s. And Saturday, pretty much the same again. You've got hot and humid, partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-90s, and the heat index will be around 103 by the afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Did you know that we have one of the highest unemployment rates, no hospitals in Normandy, and failing schools within the 71st District? Henry Awenafu wants to change this landscape. We can no longer continue to vote for candidates who will not fight for the basic needs in our community. On August 8th, vote for Henry Awenafu, a candidate who will fight to restore our community's landscape like he did as trustee for the village of Uplands Park.
This ad was paid for by the citizens to elect Henry Awenafu.
Hello out there, Radio Land. This is Pastor A.A. Boyd, a proud pastor of the Holy Olivet Baptist Church. I come on this radio station every Saturday, the Glory Time broadcast from 7 to 7:30. Will you turn me on? You'll certainly be glad you did. And God bless you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Bryan.
Clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down, don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground, and if it gets dark to focus when you're traveling almost at this speed of sound.
Remember, don't look down. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that a pretty song? I don't know, y'all. I work hard here to try to bring you some good stuff, but Lord, seems like everywhere you look, there's just so much stuff. Heartlessness going on. Las Vegas, it is now illegal to feed the homeless. You can't even hand a biscuit to a poor person in the park. Ain't that something? Heartless. Sounds like a Francis Lay rule. Heartless. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Patty.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you, Patty?
Oh, I'm better. I got some electric now.
When did you get yours on, Patty?
Not yesterday. The day before.
Okay, you're drifting out on me.
The day before, not yesterday, because yesterday I got my phone service.
Because your voice is real muffled now. What happened?
Okay, yesterday I got my phone service back.
Okay.
And I called Charter, and I told them that I heard that they weren't reimbursing people because I had been off since Wednesday. And I said, from my understanding on a couple callers on Liz Brown's show, said that you all weren't reimbursing people for the lost time. And they said that wasn't true, that they were.
Okay. Well, maybe because they heard the show, they changed their mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So
because
you are helping in different ways that you never know.
Because people called and said that they weren't going to be reimbursed.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
All right.
I know, but I guess they didn't want that bad publicity.
They shouldn't have. They shouldn't have.
And one good thing I do have to say about the Normandy Police Department, I stay out here in Normandy. And the first night we slept, most of the neighbors slept outside on the front because they couldn't sleep in the house. It was too hot. They did come by every hour with a spotlight and check the houses. And we felt safe.
Okay, very good. Very
yeah.
good. All right.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, you do have to say the good things.
Absolutely. I always have to. Thank
yeah.
you, Patty.
I just thought I'd let you know about that.
And I'm glad your electricity is on.
Oh, I'm elated.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. Ken. Ken? Hello, Ken. David.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Good, great. Look, I want to thank you for your service, and I want to also thank the voters of St. Louis. I think they got it right when they voted for the new slate. The new board members.
The new board majority.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I think they did. You know, but I'm somewhat concerned. You know, I think this is really something that we got to really look at, is that there was a silence among politicians and the usual people that have been thrown up front in the media as advocates for black people, that they were very silent on what happened. And it started me to thinking, when I noticed that the individuals that were put in place to monitor what goes on with the Board of Education.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me let people know exactly what you're talking about. Kent King, when we went up to Kent King and said, do not give a waiver for a superintendent's position to Bill Roberti, we were rebuffed. Okay, we said what was going to happen, and it did. So now Kent King is getting involved. And Kent King has decided to put together a committee of people. Now, understand that they are advisory only, okay? I don't care what the press is saying. They have no authority. It's a committee of people to look at what's going on in the St. Louis public schools and connect the schools with the community. What an odd choice of people. What an absurd choice of people, if that is your goal. Because one of them is the person that brought Bill Roberti here. And then another one is part of the group of people that helped bring Roberti here and sat silent, didn't bust a grape as our district was destroyed. And now you want to get involved? Are you there, David?
Yes, and
okay.
That's excellent groundwork. I mean, this is the problem for me. The problem for me is when we start looking at the history of this thing, this is real troubling. Now, I know people can point to all the positive things that the Danforth foundations do. I know people can point to Matthew Dickey's and countless things. But, you know, I can point to some control. Some serious control. I forgot, was it 2,000 points of light? What that theme was supposed to be about? But was in that theme was destroying public schools and come up with some segregated system that people can make money off of? You know, I got a problem when you start taking someone like Donald's son.
That's what I'm talking about.
And putting this guy.
He's the one. I said, I have a tape, David. I have a tape of the conversation that Donald Suggs and I had when we were railing against his decision to bring Bill Roberti into the St. Louis Public Schools. And as a publisher of a newspaper, it is reprehensible that you stood silent in the 26 points of accreditation that we lost, in the hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars given away to all kinds of friends and families, to the loss of over 1,000 jobs of people, to poisoning of children. You sat silent on all of that because you helped bring him here. And you know what else that's problematic to me? I think it's a conflict of interest for a person who runs a newspaper to be part of something like this, given how the press has been used, his press included, has been used to carry the water and describe it on behalf of Francis Slay.
Well, yeah, and he's been a mouthpiece for civic progress.
There
and
you
then
go.
You look
there
at
you go.
William Downford. I mean, here's a man that just said, look, I want put me in charge of this desegregation thing. And then a judge does it. And look, you know what? I think that, like I said, accelerated ignorance or the aggressive ignorance. It's time for black people to just be aware and then be active. Because the thing about it is, you never supposed to stop fighting.
You
got to fight against the mayor. You got to fight against all these interests that these people stand to make millions of dollars destroying your system. Your system that really, let me just say this and then I conclude. I think one of the things that black people should do, not only in the city, but in the county or anywhere you live, once you have the numbers, you're supposed to run City Hall, you're supposed to run the fire department, you're supposed to run the police department, you're supposed to run that educational system, because the reality is you're supposed to control the contracts, you're supposed to control the jobs, you're supposed to control the pension fund, and you're supposed to come up with some type of curriculum that's conducive for your children's problems. Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Robin.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I'm so glad that young man just called, because I wanted to ask the same question about this board that they, you know.
Advisory board. I guess my concern about it is that I've been to a whole lot of school board meetings, Robin, okay?
I've seen you.
Have you seen Donald Suggs there?
No.
Have you seen Frankie Freeman there?
No, I can't see.
Okay. Donna or Danforth or any of these people at any school board meetings. And I'm tired of people who are taking the position, I'm going to work this from the background. You need to get in the front ground, so folks can see what you are about. And it's odd for me now to have people mucking about in the DSEG program.
Right.
Baby, the barn door has been open.
Right.
Okay, they went in, they got all the horses, they got all the cows, and then they sent the wolves in to go get the rest of whatever was left behind.
Mm-hmm.
You let Bill Roberti steal tens of millions of dollars from the DSEG program. You didn't ask for an audit before you gave him the money. You didn't ask to look at the finances before you said,
right,
bet on that. Y'all let this white man who had no experience come in and steal until he got sick.
With his pants legs flapping.
There you go. You let him steal until he got sick and opened unbuckled his pants and unbuckled the top button of his pants and said, I'm going to eat some more.
Right.
You let him just gouge himself until he got sick and tired, and then when he got tired, he sent one of his friends in to finish it off. Y'all sat silent on it, and now y'all supposed to oversee this nonsense.
So angry is that, you know, during this crisis with electric, they still have the nerve to go to Miss Veronica O'Brien's house and still want to protest. Why aren't you with Mr. Sharpton?
No.
Protest about your electricity. Be throwing food away.
Why don't you go help clean out some seniors' refrigerator?
Exactly.
Why don't you do something that makes a difference? And understand that people get hooked on this money, okay? Like a crackhead
folks
right.
get hooked on
crack
this
head
money.
Mentality.
So what we're seeing out here
is
meth head mentality. Okay? We're seeing folks hooked on this money and they can't help themselves.
That's right.
They out there just like any meth head trying to get their meth. Give me my money back, because I can't. Give me my money that I don't deserve back because I'm a meth head.
That's right. That's right. Let's call them out and see them. The meth head.
All right now.
Thanks a lot, Ms. Brown.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Get up and get to me.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Tel Aviv. It appears Israel is gearing up for a major push on its assault on Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Officials on Thursday gave the go-ahead to mobilize up to 40,000 additional reservist soldiers. It is known that military leaders are pressing for a full-scale invasion of the region. The fierce resistance has taken the Israeli army by some surprise, and the word has been given for the Israeli Air Force to bomb Lebanese towns and villages before ground forces come in so as to limit the number of Israeli casualties. 9 soldiers from the Israeli army were killed on Wednesday in the town of Bint Jabal when their squad was ambushed from all sides. The troops were under the impression that the previous airstrikes had killed or run off Hezbollah fighters, but in fact hundreds of them were laying in waiting. And Dateline Washington. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has announced a major change in its disaster relief program. Aid to families will be cut from $2,000 to just $500. Individual states are also going to be required to pay 1/4 of the bill for those emergency payments. More identification requirements are to be put in place, and the payments for lodging will now be made directly to hotels and property owners. Any direct payments to evacuees will be made by check or direct deposit to bank accounts. No more of those debit cards. All these changes are effective immediately. FEMA officials say if states refuse to help foot a part of the cost of their own citizens, then that is a decision the states will have to live with. Another measure, less publicized, is that states will not be getting any more federal reimbursement for the entire cost of cleanup done by the Army Corps of Engineers. Instead, the reimbursement will cover only from 75 to about 90%. FEMA has also contracted the services of ChoicePoint, a national data broker, to register people into a database for emergency assistance. If people do not get in there and become evacuees, they may not get any help. But ChoicePoint was fined $15 million last year by the FTC for selling personal data on 145,000 people. Now, if they make mistakes on their files, those in need will likely be denied help. There's also a revelation that over 9,000 Homeland Security personnel spent over $400 million on government charge cards. One of the craziest purchases was $7,000 on iPods for the Secret Service, who claimed they were using them to store data. This is your wake-up call global news update.
This is Kenneth Jones, candidate for 4th District State Senator. Governor Blunt and the right-wing Republican state legislature recently passed a so-called voter identification bill. This bill will deprive us of our right to vote. When you elect me state senator, I will fight them in the state legislature and organize our community to remove them at the ballot box. Remember to punch number 28 on August 8th. For Kenneth Jones for State Senator.
Paid for by Citizens for Jones, Margot Deloche, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Connie Mitchell, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air. Each Friday, my co-host Liz Tanz and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, I'm Joe Palm, candidate for state representative in the 57th District. I will support legislation to improve the educational experience for children in our community. I will work for improved access to health care for all citizens. I support a police citizen review board and a community approach to crime prevention. When you vote on August 8th, punch 29. The future of our community is in your hands. Visit JoePalm.com and learn more.
Paid for by Palm for 57th, Vanessa Williams, Treasurer.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, you know, I have been going to the meetings ever since the beginning, and you know me. I arrived at the last meeting that they had down at the school, and I was calling it early because normally, you know, I'm a last-minute person. I got there at 6:30 and couldn't get in. There was people coming to protest, fussing, that couldn't get in as well. And these people didn't even know what door to go in, didn't even know how to holler, get down there. No interest at all except the complaint and fuss about something they didn't really understand.
And you know, Mary, you know, as much as I feel the same, feel that same feeling about, you know, where were you, but... You know, okay, come down and protest. That's what you're supposed to do if you are interested in it. But what is fascinating is to see is how they what it is that they're protesting about. They are protesting about the loss of a single job to a single person.
And that
to me is...
It was very disturbing to me with all these teachers. Were they concerned about their children getting education when all the teachers was dismissed and the custodians and all those people lost their jobs, the cafeteria working that was benefiting and the kids losing? They don't even know about the kids losing accreditation. They didn't even understand when I told us a couple of those people.
Really? Really?
And I said, what is wrong with these people? Then I found out they were just there. You know, you can say what you want to, Liz, but I'm convinced Slay is behind a lot of these people doing a lot of this stuff and maybe giving somebody some money
to get them organized. There's money involved.
Do what they hear. And I asked this lady that was standing there complaining, I said, do you have kids in the school? No, my sister does, and I know Florida. And I said, went to talk about Florida, and I started trying to tell her some of the things that had been happening with the public schools. She didn't even know nothing about it. So I said, is it about the kids' education or some racist mayor that wants to control everything like a boy with a toy, and if he can't control it, he want to tear it down?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're speaking like they're really set on turning it over to the state. Am I correct in assuming that this is what they're trying to do now?
Who's the they you're talking about?
I'm talking about Slay and all the people that can't control this new school board. They want to interrupt it because they can't run it anymore.
Here's the thing. With respect to the schools being turned over to the state, it's not going to happen. Okay, the state doesn't want it. The legislators don't want it. Nobody wants to take control of the St. Louis public schools. That's not going to happen, Mary. Mary, what you have to understand is what's going on here is not a battle for state takeover in as much as it is a battle, a PR battle, to put out the message that this board majority is incompetent. To weaken this board majority in order to... We have an election coming up in April.
We have an election coming up in April, and there is an effort afoot right now to so that there's not one, because if there's one more person put on the board that gives this board a majority of 5, then it is truly Katie bar the door. Francis Slay is out. This is a campaign, a PR campaign.
Well, you know, I know that, Liz.
Well, Mary,
and this board is doing exactly what we put them in for.
Well, wait a minute, Mary.
To clean
Mary,
it up and get it straightened out, and that's what they're doing, and they just don't want it straightened up. That's what it is.
No, Mary, when you asked the question about is it about state takeover, I was answering that. I was saying it is not about state takeover. It is about a PR campaign to weaken the credibility in order to allow for a successful election in April. That is what this is about, because the state does not want to take over the school board. They've said it. And they could have made moves towards it yesterday. They didn't. So the only people that are talking about state takeover are the people that are all on the campaign, the PR campaign, to weaken the credibility of the school board.
And they are doing a beautiful job.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree.
I'm talking about the new board members are.
Well, you
didn't say
that.
The one that's voting and getting it straightened out. I'm talking about Donna Smith and Bill Purdy.
All right, Mary. Thanks.
They're doing a good job.
Of course they are, Mary. And it's Donna Jones. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Juanita.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Did Alfred Alamine and Bosley and this preacher that got up said some bad things, have they ever been to a school board meeting?
You know what? No.
Okay, because I was kind of surprised when you said Alfred Alamine got up there and joined the press conference.
Who did? Okay. Are you asking if Yaphet Alamine had ever been to a school board meeting?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yaphet Alamine has been to a school board meeting. Absolutely.
Okay.
I've seen her at a school board meeting. I thought you were talking about the people at the that were speaking that night at the school board meeting. Now, the preacher that was there, I don't know whether he's ever been to a school board meeting or not. And he doesn't live in the city of St. Louis. I do know that.
Uh-huh.
And I do know that collectively all of the people that have been part of this, it's all about the money. It's all about the money.
Right.
It's all about the money.
Look like when her constituents called her and was upset about this, look like she should have told them something about why this happened, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
like calling a press conference, you know, like she didn't know,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that's the mystery part to me, Juanita. That is the mystery part, because why didn't you know? Maida Coleman knew. I mean, I read the letter. Maida Coleman was very clear on this. And it seems to me that you take the time to explain the history, particularly if you've been involved in it from all this time, then you explain to your constituents exactly what's happening. There is a struggle. They're the last dying throes of an individual trying to maintain power. That's what this is.
It seems like, you know, to me, in her case, since you did tell me she has been there, it seemed like she's trying to say, she's trying to make herself look like she's trying to protect her constituents, like everything happened was bad, but it wasn't bad. But she's saying, I didn't know this happened. You know, somebody is saying, I didn't know this was going to happen, but they did know, you know.
Well, it feels opportunistic.
Yeah.
Is what it
yeah.
feels.
Right,
is what
right.
it
and
what
very
it
and you know.
and here's the piece that is the most problematic. It's the demand. I want you to meet with me in 5 days.
Exactly.
That's the part that is like you're treating your friends like the person that did you wrong.
I was so angry when I heard that. I don't know if Bosley or who was behind that calling her up and telling her to do that or what. I don't think, you know, I was just upset when I heard that.
All right now. Thank
okay.
you, Juanita.
All right, bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to.
I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me, brother. Talk to me, sister. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
And very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you sister?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in life.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. More of that on day 18. The fighting between Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah militants continues. There is no sign of it stopping at any time soon. More from ABC's Jim Sciutto along the border.
The Israeli plan for the border is to bomb and bulldoze every house and structure along a half-mile strip running the length of the border. They say they won't expand the ground offensive for now. But yesterday, they announced the call-up of as many as 50,000 reservists. That's nearly half the standing army.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says at some point she'll go back to the Mideast to help find a peaceful solution to the crisis. But at this point, she's not giving an exact date. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky in Jerusalem.
There is some diplomatic movement. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said she is willing to come back here over the weekend following her trip in Malaysia. But she said she would only come back here depending on the progress that U.S. negotiators in the region are making.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who is on his way to Washington, is pushing for a U.N. resolution to stop the fighting. He says he'd like to see it in place by next week. Floyd Landis's mother says she knows her son is innocent, and she says soon the world will know that, too. The Tour de France champ tested positive for doping. It showed his testosterone levels were, in all likelihood, too high to be natural. Landis says he's now waiting for the results of a second test.
I think there's a good possibility I can clear my name. That's what I want to do. That's my objective now. But regardless of whether that happens or not, I don't know if this will ever really go away.
A second positive test could force him to give up the title. Admit it, you've said to yourself, these calories don't count since I'm eating out. Well, you know what? They do. And even if you are counting them, you're probably underestimating them by a lot. A study that's out this week in the American Journal of Public Health says most people guess restaurant meals have about half the fat and calories that they really do. This is ABC News.
Big meeting in the morning and you're ready. All you need is a good night's sleep, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning and the pain.
Ooh.
Is driving you insane.
I gotta get some sleep. I should use Preparation H.
Why keep tossing and turning because of the itching and burning? Use Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief. Relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. Nighttime's the right time, too. For Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
Terrorism experts say the real threat from North Korea isn't necessarily the missiles the country could launch, but rather the bombs that they might sell. ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross explains.
Professor Graham Allison, a nuclear terrorist expert at Harvard University, warns that North Korea could be dangerously close to selling a nuclear bomb to Al-Qaeda.
North Korea currently sells everything that anybody will pay for, that it has. It is known in the business as missiles or us.
Allison says now's the time for the Bush administration to take a hard line with Kim Jong-il. If a North Korean nuclear bomb is used against America, we're coming after you. I'm Brian Ross, ABC News.
From Sir Charles to Governor Barkley, maybe. Former NBA star Charles Barkley says he's thinking about running for governor of Alabama in the 2010 race. Alabama's his home state, by the way. He used to be a Republican, but now he says he's a Democrat. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the Missouri Public Service Commission will investigate Ameren UE's response to last week's storms. The investigation will look into Ameren's storm preparation and restoration efforts, including its tree trimming program and the performance of its call center. The PSC will also look at Missouri American Water Company and other utilities involved in storm restoration. Missouri's top education official doesn't expect good test results from the St. Louis public schools when the numbers are released. Education Commissioner Kent King says he's not optimistic that the district will see improved test scores this year. The school's accreditation status will be determined this fall based largely on those test scores. The St. Louis public schools currently have provisional accreditation. The battle is still underway to keep storm victims cool. In Florissant, JFK Center Director Harold Ernst says North County communities have come together in a time of crisis. The community center has fed more than 200 people a day since the outages began. For more information on cooling centers, contact the Emergency Operations Command Center at 314-628-5526. Finally this hour, there can be a resolution to the Israel-Palestine crisis. That's according to prize-winning journalist Robert Zelnick, whose soon-to-be-released book, Israel's Unilateralism Beyond Gaza, examines the conflict.
There's evidence to that position. For example, Israel was fighting Egypt 30 years ago, and today those nations conduct normal diplomatic relations.
Father Andre Mahana of St. Raymond's Maronite Cathedral and Father Lawrence Biondi, the president of St. Louis University, both were rescued from Lebanon after fighting broke out. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store Shiloh Grand Opening. Right now, Ashley Furniture Home Store is celebrating the grand opening of its Shiloh, Illinois location with no interest until 2008. See store for details. Kirkwood, South County, O'Fallon, Missouri, and now Shiloh. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Westbound 270 at New Halls Ferry, 170, everything's on the move, eastbound 44 at Mraz Overpass, and 270 looks good. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for heavy traffic going on there. Westbound 270 at Namioki and Canal Bridge, look for slow traffic. All your approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays as the westbound lanes have some paving underway, and it's reduced to three lanes, and traffic's backed up through 203. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries, a regular coffee, and soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic is not just good, it's Sonic good. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today and tomorrow. An excessive heat warning is in effect beginning a Saturday morning through Wednesday, otherwise hot and humid. Partly sunny today, high in the lower to mid-90s, and the heat index will be around 101 by this afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and a low in the mid-70s. For Saturday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, high in the mid-90s. And the heat index is expected to reach around 103. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for
King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution through the air. Tell me, brother, how is this
time? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. I want to tell you something to make you feel warm and fuzzy. I just want you to know some stuff that should make you feel really, really warm and fuzzy. It's about your gas prices. And the 10, I want to be clear. ExxonMobil reported a 36% gain in its earnings for the second quarter to $10.36 billion. How you feel out there? Y'all trying to catch the bus out there? Y'all raising the question of why doesn't Metrolink come to my neighborhood right about now? That's why everybody got to stay on stuff. You know, shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know? Y'all talking about getting a Vespa? A little Vespa out there? Huh. Oh, yeah. See, y'all thought that you bought a mobile speed pass to get your gas? No, they created the mobile speed pass to walk by your checking account to take all your money out of it. That's the mobile speed pass. It's getting all the money out your account. 1-877-920-WGNU. $10 billion quarterly profit. Ain't that some stuff? And then in a different newspaper, guess what? They are not, folks are not buying trucks anymore. You think? How's that going to affect our economy? Oh, that's right. We're just going to move another, company overseas. The summer of Detroit's discontent. In the days of $3 gas, mainstay SUVs and trucks sit on sales lots. I bet you can pick one up for a really good price right about now. Shoot, I got one to sell you. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Adrian.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling. You had Irene Smith, and you were talking about the city. I have a huge tree that fell in my yard, and the insurance company said it belongs to the city, and I was trying to find out who do I contact about this tree in my yard.
Who?
Plus, it hit my yard, my roof. I have a hole in my roof.
Who is your older person?
April Ford.
Okay. Have you called her?
No, because I was going down this morning, but it dawned on me that they're out for the summer section.
You're still supposed to call them. Just because they don't have board meetings, you're supposed to call them. Their job is 7 or 12 months a year.
Okay.
So you give her a call, and I think she can direct you to the services to get the tree up.
Okay. And what about my roof? She could do that too.
I don't know what she can do about the roof. Have you called your insurance company about that?
Yeah, they said it was the city.
Your insurance company said it was the city.
It was the tree that fell on my house, which means the city should take care of it.
Huh. Okay. Well, start with your older person.
Okay, then. Thanks so much.
All right.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. 4 years ago, when Detroit's designers and engineers were working on new vehicles for the middle of the decade, they only had to look out their windows to see what was selling the sports utility vehicles and the big pickup trucks. So it seemed an easy choice for Detroit to stick with the vehicles. Plus, these vehicles had big profit margins. Huh. Huh. With the United States experiencing its own high gas prices, consumers are starting to react like their counterparts elsewhere, choosing fuel-efficient cars and not SUVs. How do we know this? Look at the second quarter of sales. Detroit companies have reported losses or sharp declines in their profits in North America. At the same time, consumers' interest in fuel economy was nearly three times as great in 2002 than it was in 2002. Car sales are only up 2.5% this year, while truck sales have fallen 6.3%. SUV sales are down 12%. So what do you do? What do you do? My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Lizbeth Tanz, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program. Each Friday, my co-host Connie Mitchell and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing? This is Jesse Todd, 18th Ward Committee Man. How are you?
Jesse Todd, good morning.
What I'm calling about is, first of all, I supported Peter Dowd and Donna Jones in the last election, and I still support them 100%. Let me first say that. Also, I oppose a state takeover First of all, we have a failed prison system that spends more than $20,000 a year to house people rather than building low-income houses. We don't control the judges. We do not control the police department that we pay for. We don't control the election board. And they are not doing that right. So why should we give them some more power over us? It's colonization that they're asking for. The other thing is the city needs to worry about jobs, youth programs, affordable housing.
Paying for youth programs.
Paying for it, not having poor people pay. How are poor people going to pay for recreation?
Jesse, let me let people know what you're talking about. What Francis Slay's plan is, and Jeffrey Boyd has signed on to it, and Freeman Sr. has signed on to it. He wants to raise our taxes to build a recreation center that our children would have to pay to go into.
You know what? I'm on my ballot. You won't. I'ma tell them no. We are not getting services that we are paying for now. Mm. So why should we give them some more money? I call that group the tax, waste, and spend group. And as long as I'm committed, man, in this 18th ward, until they do something for this community, they will not get a penny until they use the money that we already given them. Right. The other thing is that Danforth gave us Clarence Thomas, and it's time out for these business people, that civic progress, trying to be paternalistic. If they want to help the poor people, they need to give them decent, high-paying jobs so that they can take care of their kids.
No, they need to advocate for legislation for a living wage. If you want to get, I'm not asking anybody to give me nothing. You need to advocate for instead. And my question is, with respect to Danforth, with respect to all of these Johnny come latelys to this issue, where were you when Bill Roberti said, "I want $30 million from the DSEG program"? None of you said, "Let me check your books before we're going to give that to you." And none of you said no. Where was Kent King when we went to him and we said, "Do not give a superintendent waiver to Bill Roberti. He's going to rape our school district." And he did. So now y'all want some oversight on it because it's out of the hands of civic progress? You know, kiss my grits.
Right. And plus, he's a Brooks. I've taught for more than 25 years. And this man has never stepped his foot in a classroom. I doubt if he knew one African-American person. And they didn't have a degree in anything. And they certified him to be over African-American. They wouldn't do that to any other ethnic group in the world except us. And it should not. And they didn't open their mouths. I want to know, where were those people when they were, as you said, raping the school district, giving us an unqualified person to run the school district? And now they are hollering.
But here's the other piece of it. What do you know about finances? Who are you to look at anybody's finances? There is not a single auditing degree on any of them.
Exactly.
And so you're supposed to be the oversight. You know what? Kiss my grits. It's just like bringing Bill Roberti in here. You don't have the experience. All you're here is for a PR piece to be. My concern is that what they're going to turn out to be is the daily critic of this school board.
That's my feelings, too. So we're on the same page, Liz. We're going to just have to dig in. We're going to have to fight this one, too, because all they're going to be is a daily critic, mouthpiece, and a good PR for those opponents defeated by the people.
There you go.
This is a democracy, the majority won, that the majority rules, and those who have been used to, who feel that they have an inherent right to be so-called represent somebody, and most of them haven't even been elected to anything, and those who have, like Danforth, were the Republican who gave us Clarence Thomas. So if we love Clarence Thomas, we will love to have Danforth making decisions for us.
And here is one more piece, Jesse, before I let you go. I believe that people should be able to. I don't have any problem with people criticizing when their candidates lost. Okay, you lost. And you can come and you can criticize, but what is galling to me is the criticisms that are being leveled right now are inaccurate, because if you're criticizing the fact that we've had all of these different superintendents, we had them because of Francis Slay. So that's where your criticism should be directed. If you're worried about the loss of accreditation points, where were you a year ago? Where were you the year before? And if you're criticizing that, then you need to direct yourself to the person that was running it. That was Francis Slay. And if you're criticizing the fact that there is a loss of Craig Williams resigned from this district, then I am galled by the fact that you're concerned about the loss of a guy who's never been a superintendent before, who made $300,000, who has been replaced by someone who has been a superintendent, who is an auditor, and who is held in high regard by the people that are going to determine whether or not we are going to be fully accredited. So the protest is ignorant because they don't know what's going on, or if they do know what's going on and they're protesting, then it's either ignorant or it's calculated, and neither one of those are honest protests to this issue.
Thank you so much for the wonderful job you're doing, Liz. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jesse. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm looking at the front page of papers today. I'm looking at the amazing things that are going on. Exxon gets a $10 billion quarterly profit. Okay. A $10 billion quarterly profit. Business is going well for them. Cars are sitting on the lots that people can't buy, aren't going to buy at $3 plus a gallon. Front page of the USA Today. The proportion of home builders who are dangling goodies to buyers, they're offering people free swimming pools if you buy this house. We'll put in a free swimming pool. We won't charge you anything. We'll give you granite kitchen counters. We'll give you a vacation if you buy this house. People aren't buying houses. Why? Let me make it clear. Let me just try to break it down in the most simplest way. People ain't got no money. I know that's technical, that is an articulation in a manner that you may not be familiar with, but it's a specialized language to break it down and make it clear and make it plain. People ain't got no money. And we hear the Republicans doing the most amazing, it's just talking about this. It seems that in these days, in this time of extraordinary greed, we have some people that are absolutely shameless. People that normally would try to throw the rock and hide their hand, they're like, oh no, I'm just going to keep throwing this rock because I ain't ashamed of these crimes that I'm committing. Republicans are not shamed with $3 plus gas, with homelessness, with people not being able to buy houses, with the economy stuck, with interest rates rising, with people can't buy their medication. They have no shame in saying, I think this is the wrong time to raise the minimum wage. Huh? What the, huh? You think this is the wrong time to raise the minimum wage? Jesus God, what would be the right time? What would be the right time? I'm telling you, it's just that these are shameless days. People that are meth heads about money have no shame. You know, a meth head doesn't have any shame in coming in while their daddy is asleep and stealing his television. There's no shame. And we have these meth heads for money, and they don't care. They can look you in the face in the depression that we're headed for and tell you, now is not the time to raise the minimum wage. When you don't have the proverbial pot, they're saying, no, you don't need any extra money right now. It will hurt businesses. So tell me what the page that article was on about Exxon's $10 billion quarterly profit. Tell me about how they're going to be hurt. You don't have a gas can to put your $4 gallon gas in. And they say, no, not now.
I'm Liz Brown. I'm not done. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 270 at 255, there's an accident reported. Westbound 270 at New Halls Ferry and 170 is flowing freely. Eastbound 44 at Mraz Overpass. All the way in 270 looks good. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79 look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at Namioke and Canal Bridge look for slow traffic to report there. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge are stacked up basically due to the fact westbound lanes are closed for paving operations and it's backed up through the exchange. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Just how thirsty are you? Quench your thirst without ever leaving the cool air conditioning of your car with a Hugo-sized drink at McDonald's for just 89 cents. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and a heat advisory is in effect beginning Saturday morning through Wednesday evening. Otherwise hot and humid, partly cloudy, a high in the lower 90s. The highest heat index will be around 101 for this evening, partly cloudy. Chance of showers low in the mid-70s for Saturday. Hot and humid, partly cloudy. Chance of showers high in the mid-90s. And the highest heat index will be around 103 by Saturday afternoon. Currently, we have 76 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic, news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right. Televisions, recorders, DVD players, tractors, lawnmowers, get them all at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. My name is Liz Brown. When you go there to have your trifecta shopping experience, that's great prices, great locations, and a great customer service, tell them I told you to.
The sweet sounds of music
and glorious songs of inspiration broadcast
has been a Sunday morning tradition in St. Louis for
over 30 years. We bring you the best loved songs on the gospel scene.
Plus late-breaking church news.
Words of inspiration.
And, well, just a whole lot of fun.
Join me, Evangelist Eleanor Reed.
And me, Brother Mel St. Clair. Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m.
Here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Okay, I'm going to have to share this creepy little story. How do you... This is a creepy little story. Yeah, it's creepy. How do you assess where the Republicans are? Maybe the Republicans are, the national Republicans are reading these polls saying that folks are ready to kick out the old and bring in some new. Okay, whatever. Gonna bring in some new. Gonna bring in some Democrats. Okay, okay. So maybe because they've read these polls, the Republicans have read these polls, they're losing heart. And they're just saying, you know what? You know, bump that. I'm just gonna be who I am. We're gonna lose anyway. That's got to be the explanation for this story, because this is true. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? A report in this morning's roll call shows that Norm Coleman, the father of Minnesota Republican Senator Norm Coleman, was arrested after he was caught having sex in public in St. Paul, Minnesota. Norm Coleman's daddy is 81 years old. 81 years old. He was having an adult relationship in public with a 30-year-old Patricia Marie Schrag. What are you thinking? This Coleman Sr. was a constant presence during his son's 2002 campaign that he was running against Paul Wellstone, until Paul Wellstone died in a plane crash. The mayor holds him up as a hero, a veteran, a Norman, and a veteran of the Battle of the Bulge. "He is the smartest man that I know," said Coleman. These are amazing times. These are amazing times. What are you thinking? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call. Good morning.
Hi, Liz. you know, right before the break up in Congress, they voted themselves a big raise. They didn't have no problem with that.
There is no shame when you have an 81-year-old man in public with a 38-year-old woman who's the father of the senator of the... They have no shame.
Oh, that's it. That is so funny. You know, but let me tell you this. I heard Amber Barkins on the other morning mm-hmm. with this crisis. Let me tell you something. Ms. Barkins, I have followed her ever since she's been going to Jefferson City, because it was some problems that had came up some time ago. Do you know I went to everybody about this problem, and nobody could help me but her? Now, she didn't just get on this radio the other day because she's running. I'm telling you, she's been there all the time, and I've kept up with her. Her voting record, if you check her voting record, she's voted right every time. So we need people, you know, Liz. This election, people may not think so, is a crucial election.
It is a crucial election.
Because we don't have enough Democrats, blacks, or whatever you want to call it, in these houses as it is. And we need to get the best people that we know going to fight.
We really do. We really do. And the other piece of it is that Jeff Smith is he's a calculated a deceiver.
Yeah,
because the fact of the matter, he says he lives in St. Louis. How's that St. Louis?
Right.
Okay. He lives in St. Louis now, obviously, but because he couldn't run if he didn't. But he wasn't raised in St. Louis. But
right.
His literature says that he was. He went to school in Ladue.
Yeah.
And he says that he's about public schools. No, you're about charter schools that take money away from public schools. If he gets into office, and he also talks about we want to be able to pay for the student loans of kids that didn't care enough about education to get a degree in education,
right.
But some degree in Byzantine art, we're supposed to pay for their college bill while they come and experiment on our children like we're some kind of twisted Petri dish. And then they go on their way after we paid their bill so that they can go do what they really want to do. That's despicable. That is dishonest. That is disingenuous. And that shows the contempt that you have for our babies, that that's good enough. Some kid, and more than likely they're going to be a white kid, because
yeah,
that most of the people in, most of the people in the Can't Teach for American program are white kids, and we're paying for their college tuition for their degree in Byzantine art, so they can come in and stay in our schools for 2 years, pay their bills, and then go on and do what they want to about their lives. Unacceptable. That is contempt for our community.
It is. But I think that we better think hard. You know, they're saying that it's going to be a light turnout or whatever. Liz?
People need to get up and get out to this. And also, the other piece of this, if I could just interrupt for a second, Dolores, that we have to tell Francis Slay no again. He has a tax increase on this ballot. People need to go and tell Francis Slay no, no, no more tax increases. We've seen what you've done with the money, and we've had a disaster, right? Where's all the disaster money? We have had a horrible, horrible response to this disaster. You don't need any more money to mismanage.
I agree with you, because
people need to turn out.
This is, like you said, this is, you know what? We're going into a depression.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And they are steadily building these houses. They're not selling these houses, Liz. I'm telling you, because my son-in-law is in real estate. He had to go. He graduated from KU, but now he's back in school to be a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just not there.
It is not.
And people need to think, like I was telling you, you got to know who you putting in office now. Check their records.
That's why people need to, if I can interrupt one more time, need to come out to the Urban Institute meeting this Saturday from 9 to 11, because we have business to tend to.
I'm going to try to get out there. I have another engagement that I have to go to, but this Saturday I'm going to try to get there before I go to this engagement.
All right now.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Don't forget Urban Institute this Saturday from 9 to 11 at 1020 North Taylor. 1020 North Taylor. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I haven't heard you for 8 days.
Because your electricity has been off.
But I catch 1 hour a day.
All right.
But I can't miss you completely.
I understand.
But then I hear you right just a few minutes ago saying somebody didn't want to vote no minimum wage. I didn't hear that right.
That was the Republicans. They're saying, I don't know that now is the time to have an increase in the minimum wage. When would it be?
My creditors have been calling me, talking about they want some more money. And I've been telling them my money tree just hasn't started sprouting yet.
Mm.
And they talk about they don't want to. I signed a petition to raise the minimum wage.
Mm.
In the state here. How about the federal government? They won't raise minimum wage either?
Mm. That's what I'm talking about. The senators in Washington, D.C., the Republican senators in Washington, D.C., the Democrats apparently are trying to raise the minimum wage, I think, to $7 or to $10. And the Republicans are saying, now is not the time, I don't think.
Vote all of them. I don't want none of them in there.
All right.
I got $3 a gallon of gas. A gallon of gas lasts me, $5 lasts me a day, maybe.
How is it that you can put $5 in your gas tank and you just get a little over a gallon?
That's right.
That's insane.
That takes me to work and bring me back.
It's insane.
And that's it.
That's insane.
I got to find $5 somewhere.
People don't have enough money to buy a gas can to put their $3 a gallon gas in.
You ought to see the food I had to throw away.
Thanks.
No ice.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate you.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, I just want to remind people to watch out for these special deals are going on in their neighborhoods with this food. With these stores, Ms. Brown.
Okay.
I was just listening to Ms. Brown, and the meat was brown.
Jesus.
It was brown, Ms. Brown. And I brought it to the manager. He said, that must have accidentally got in there. No, it's been in there.
You know what? You know what? Do you have any? Because I don't shop at Snooks. Take your camera in there and take some pictures of this stuff before you go, before you turn it over to the managers, because people really need to. I advise people, because I got it from some people that know the grocery industry. I advise everybody, do not buy any meat in any grocery store, especially in the big grocery stores, for at least a week.
I agree with you.
Because meat is the biggest profit maker in a grocery store. That's where they make their profit. They don't like to throw that meat away. And unfortunately, there are some unscrupulous people out there that will take chickens and dump them in bleach to get that smell off of them and to get them white. They will pump chemicals in the meat to make it look a little bit red and all of that. Do not buy meat for at least a week until after this thing. Because
one more thing, Ms. Brown. Mm-hmm. Ms. Brown, did you hear that our armed service, they have canceled their leave to come home?
That is correct, because Baghdad is burning. I thought that we had Baghdad, right? If Baghdad is burning, that's where we are, right? That's where we have always been, right? That's where most of our troops have always been, right? That's where the green zone is, right? If Baghdad is burning and we can't let troops go because Baghdad is burning, what you think is happening in the Middle East?
And how they're going to function, Ms. Brown. Oh, we've been over there a year already.
What they going to be like when they get back?
Brown, Ms. Brown.
All right now. Because they all are not going to die. They are all not going to die. They're coming back. What are they going to be like when they get here? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
To you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. Call 602-1047. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline, Washington. If a peacekeeping force is assigned to the region in southern Lebanon where Israel is attacking Hezbollah forces, the United States is likely to have up to 30,000 of its own troops serving in that capacity. President Bush is said to have that idea under serious consideration. Top military brass are said to be shocked that the U.S. fighting force would be stretched even tighter than they already are. An anonymous source inside the CIA says that if American troops are deployed in that area for any reason, it would send a message to the Arab world that the United States is taking up arms on behalf of Israel, and it could turn into a disaster, having 30,000 American troops surrounded by 15 million Shiites. And Dateline Washington. Former FEMA Director Michael Brown is taking some serious swings at the Bush administration in an upcoming edition of Playboy magazine. Brown says he's a scapegoat, and that President Bush doesn't seem to have a great command of the English language. He also says that his work with the International Arabian Horse Association gave him a background with dealing with horses' asses, which the federal government is full of. He also blasted Mississippi Congressman Gene Taylor for his criticism of his handling of Hurricane Katrina, saying, quote, "For that little twerp to claim I didn't understand death and suffering, well, he can bite me for all I care," unquote. Brown said he did warn the president of the danger of the storm posed through the Gulf Coast, and a leaked videotape of an emergency management meeting did verify that that indeed did happen. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs, Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Luangwa Center.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Republicans slash health care coverage impacting over 100,000 Missourians. As a member of the powerful budget committee, I work to restore those cuts. Many are still affected and don't have health care coverage. As your next state senator, I will continue to fight and be a strong voice for all the residents of the 4th Senatorial District. Tuesday, August the 8th, punch number 26 to vote for me, Amber Holly Boykins, an experienced leader who has a record of achievement as your state representative and the proven leadership we need in your next state senator.
Paid for by friends of Amber H. Boykin, Pam Butler, Treasurer.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
There is a drum that beats steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it proud and know the sound of truth. In every soul, there is a memory.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up. Get up, get to me. Michael.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I have 3 points if I have time for them. I was wondering if it would be possible for the surrounding Metro East to form some type of consortium against Ameren to hold them accountable to make about the tree trimming that needs to be maintained all year round so things like this wouldn't be happening.
Mm. That's a good suggestion. That is a good suggestion.
The second point would be, it would be about Monique. I heard that she was screaming racism on the United flight.
Okay. What happened?
As I understood it, her hairstylist had some type of a dryer, and the security guards that were up there screamed gun. And they kicked her off the plane. It was like I said, I don't know all the details, but this is what I was wondering if you had heard about it or not.
I had not. What is your take on it?
Well, I was personally, I think people are just being paranoid, and their racism is just coming straight out when people know that they're doing wrong, and their fear is just overtaking them.
Well, I see. I think that I question the legitimacy of somebody's fear that is created in their head. I don't know. I think that the racism comes first. The understanding of that there's a certain group of people, just like the National Guard, when they got to St. Louis, when they got to North St. Louis, a sergeant was quoted as saying it's spooky knocking on these doors because you don't know what's going to be behind them. That sounds like a quote out of Iraq or out of racism. You know, so it is the hundreds of years worth of effort and action that gets people to a place where you look at one person and you think criminal, and the other person you think your daddy.
And that's a shame.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. I want to remind you all of something. We've been spending some time in the last couple of weeks really talking about what's going on locally here in the city of St. Louis and in the region. And one of the reasons is because we have elections coming up, and it is so critical that we really, really dissect our issues and be clear on our issues. And I am horrified at the idea of at what is going on in the 72nd district with the race for state representative. We have a Maria Chappelle Nadal, who has had an extraordinary done an extraordinary job up in Jefferson City. She was the only freshman legislator last year to get legislation passed, freshman legislator. She helped, she put together the coalition to defeat about billion-dollar efforts by billionaires, out-of-state billionaires, and greedy local politicians. She helped eliminate the voucher assault. And I am deeply troubled by how deep, how much contempt these voucher people have for our community, because they put someone in the race or they're supporting someone in this race to run against her. And look at the contempt they have for black people. The woman that's running against Maria Chappelle Nadal, her name is Cindy. And on her literature, she has the words honesty and integrity and determination. Huh. Well, Cindy, just on Monday, she had a court date. What was her court date? Her court date was to pay $3,000 in fines, because she didn't have honesty, integrity, and determination. She didn't file her reports. Now, what's the significance of this? Well, here, and if you all want a copy of this, please call me, because I will get you a copy of this. Every candidate takes an oath, and signs a candidate declaration form. Cindy did this. And Sandy signed and said, I hereby swear and affirm that the information contained in this declaration of candidacy is true. What did she say? I further declare that I have no outstanding campaign disclosure reports due from a prior election. Huh? Girl, you haven't filed years worth of campaign finance reports. And you took an oath to swear that you did, that you didn't have any of this out, and you had a court date that you didn't even show up for. And the judge fined you the highest amount possible to fine somebody, $3,000. So the voucher people say, Sandy good enough for black folks, because the only thing we want her for is to get that voucher stuff passed. And Sandy has in her literature, honesty, integrity, and determination. She laughs at all of y'all. Feel the contempt that this candidate has for you. It's the worst possible thing. I've never, you call up seasoned elected officials. You ask them, have you ever heard of anything like this? That someone, because we've been talking all morning about how shameless people are, how far they will go to get that the atmosphere right now is really ripe for shameless people. Well, add Sandy to that list of shameless people. She signed an oath. I have the document. If you want to get it from me, you can call me at 454-6660. You can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBrown.com. Look at the candidate declaration form that Sandy signed and said, I hereby swear that the information contained in this declaration of candidacy is true. and I swear that I have no outstanding campaign disclosure reports due from a prior election. You just got convicted on Monday because you didn't. $3,000, a judge ruled that you owe $3,000 because you didn't. And she's the voucher person's girl. Do you think they care about the laws? Do you think that they care? They should be ashamed. They should denounce her and say that we don't want anything to do with her, but they won't. Y'all need to pay attention. Y'all need to understand why, who's on your side and who's doing right and who's doing wrong. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. That's for the election in Youth City. And that's why, that's how deep these voucher people are. They would go after someone like Maria Chappelle Nadal with either a dunderhead or a liar like Sandy. Like Sandy. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile,
for the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's now been 18 days since the latest round of fighting between Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah militants began, and there are no signs that it will be over anytime soon. Both staged more attacks today. ABC's Jim Shuto has details from northern Israel near the Lebanon border.
Katyushas are still coming in, maybe a dozen today so far, but far more shells and Israeli airstrikes going the other way. They number in the thousands over the last couple of weeks. And you can see the smoke rising as you look across the border. And at night, you can see villages on the border burning.
ABC's Matt Gutman is in Tyre, Lebanon. He says the casualties continue to rise.
The Lebanese government now says over 600 are dead in this conflict and another 200 missing. Red Cross officials here say conditions in besieged Lebanese towns along the border with Israel are dire. No food, water, or electricity there. And wild-eyed residents of Lebanon South continue their flight northwards. Hundreds of cars set out from this city today.
Secretary of State Rice says she will return to the Mideast, but isn't saying just when at this point. British Prime Minister Blair is pushing for a UN resolution to stop the fighting. Some less than desirable numbers out today where the economy is concerned.
Spring slowdown's official. The economy grew only 2.5% from April to June, less than half the pace of the first quarter. The second quarter performance, measured by the output of all goods and services, reflects the impact of higher energy costs and interest rates on consumers and businesses and a cooling in the housing market. Meantime, a key inflation measure posted a nearly 3% jump.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. Tour de France champ Floyd Landis is waiting for the results of a second drug test, which he says will clear him of doping allegations. A previous test showed higher levels of testosterone than are found naturally in most people. The House could vote on a bill to raise the minimum wage and could do so before they go on vacation. More Republicans say they're on board. The minimum wage is now $5.15 an hour. This is ABC News.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-2204. That's 1-800-446-2204. 1-800-446-2204.
Miami Vice the movie opens nationwide today, and it's based on the 1980s TV show, as you might guess, which put Miami good and bad in the spotlight. ABC's Donna Rapato is there.
Come to Miami and you won't really see Crockett and Tubbs, a sailboat with a gator, and perhaps thankfully you won't see any pastel linen suits. You will see cultural diversity, historic hotels, beautiful beaches, and people. Major Charles Nanny with the Miami-Dade Police Narcotics Squad says the show hurt and helped Miami.
Because of the glamorous setting, and it kind of marketed the beaches and the weather.
The city's image has changed since the show, and so have the drug wars. Miami Vice Director Michael Mann says the movie will reflect that. Donna Rapato, ABC News, Miami Beach.
If you're dealing with infertility, you'll probably listen to about any suggestion you get which might help you conceive. Researchers in Australia think they've come up with a combination. They say it's helped some women already. It's prednisone, aspirin, folate, and progesterone. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, an Ameren UE worker who died while making storm repairs will be laid to rest today. 56-year-old Robert Tackett of St. Charles was electrocuted Tuesday when he came across a live wire in the backyard of a Ladue home. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 9:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Cottleville. Charges are pending against three suspects in a carjacking and police chase. Police say the suspects took a woman's car at gunpoint early yesterday morning when she pulled over to use her cell phone in the 7,000 block of Hampton. Officers chased the stolen car through the city and into North County, where the suspects were arrested. Local food stamp recipients have more time to apply for replacement benefits. Governor Matt Blunt asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a waiver in the wake of last week's storms that left hundreds of thousands without power. The USDA approved the request yesterday. Food stamp households that lost food in the storms have until August 18th to request replacements. Finally, this hour, law enforcement officials across the country will be heading into their communities next week as part of National Night Out. Lieutenant Patrick Hawkins of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department says officers will be out meeting residents.
We're going to be barbecuing. We'll be answering any questions that somebody may have for us. We'll hopefully have a couple of vehicles on display at each location. And basically just kind of sitting around and having a good time with everybody and meeting all the fine citizens of these communities.
Officers will be at the Rain Tree Plantation in Hillsboro, the Walden Pond Apartment Complex in High Ridge, and the Romaine Springs Subdivision in Benton from 5 to 7 in the evening on August 1st. The purpose of National Night Out is to show strength and unity in an effort to combat crime. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Advil Muscle Ache. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works. Advil, the every pain reliever. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chaser Plus. Northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway and Ladue. Look for an accident. Two right lanes are closed and traffic jams approaching 40. Northbound 270 at 370, there's no sign of that earlier reported stall. Westbound 270 at New Florissant and Graham Hanley, there's an accident reported there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 70 at 79 and Mid Rivers Mall, look for heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound 270 from 255 all the way to Canal Bridge, look for very slow traffic this hour. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and 170, look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident on northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway. Southbound 170 at Olive and Forest Park Parkway is slow due to an accident in northbound lanes, and you have a lot of rubbernecking going on there. Everything else is slow going into downtown. It's a result of the paving operations on the Poplar Street Bridge, which has it backed up through 3rd Street. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Chaser Plus. Do Chaser hangover pills really work? Yes, Chaser absorbs toxins to help you avoid hangovers. Take it while you drink to help you wake up feeling great. Buy Chaser products at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC stores. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today and tomorrow, an excessive heat warning is in effect for Saturday morning through Wednesday evening. Otherwise, hot and humid, partly sunny today with a chance of showers, a high in the lower 90s. Heat index will be around 101. For this evening, partly cloudy, another chance for showers with a low around the mid-70s. Saturday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, a chance for showers, a high in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index will be around 103 by Saturday afternoon. Currently, we have 78 degrees at the studios of AM 920 WGNU. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Where do we go from here? What do we do from here? What should we know about here? I've often speculated, theorized that where we are politically as a country, as a nation, it's kind of like I would analogize this to oil companies going into countries that are either burgeoning democracies or caught up in the struggle to become the country that they want to become. There's a lot of chaos. There's no set government because it's a struggling democracy. They're trying to create it, the government. So what oil companies find, and other businesses, not just oil companies, but what other big businesses find, is that when you locate in a country at that time of their history where the government isn't fully set, laws aren't really set, folks are fighting, there's a lot of strife, what companies like Exxon and pharmaceutical companies find out, in chaos there is profit to be made. Nobody's going to be paying attention to us with all this other chaos going on. I feel that that is where we are as a country right now. That the purpose of this, or if not the purpose, the result of this administration has been, the instinct of this administration has been to create so much chaos that everybody's looking at all the different things that are going around so that they can make profit. Or that they can further their agenda, either make profit or further their agenda. Check this out. Everybody's been looking over at the chaos and feeling the chaos in Lebanon, the lawlessness in Lebanon, the dying in Lebanon, the war in Lebanon, the insane, stupid, needless war in Lebanon right now. The bloodbath that is going on in Lebanon right now. Did you know this? In chaos, there is profit. Iraqi insurgents are teaching recruits sophisticated sniper techniques for targeting U.S. troops that include singling out engineers, medics, chaplains, and that's what they're doing. It is utter, absolute chaos in Baghdad right now, in Iraq. And we need to step up to the plate. While you may not think that there is much of a, you may not immediately see that there is a connection between Iraq and our election on August 8th, I'm here to tell you that there is. Because it's about fighting the battles that you are in. You have to fight. You have to make that part of your daily actions. You have to fight this stuff. And your good government and the city of St. Louis is coming after you to get more money from you on August 8th. They want to increase your taxes. And the answer is no. We have people that are running for office. You need to elect the right people into office. We have a senatorial race coming up. And you need to be out there and voting for the right person. And I'm here to tell you that this Jeff Smith person is wrong for our community. And we have had a lobbyist, Steve Carroll, who fought all year long. Who did he fight? Francis Lay. Who wanted to increase the number of places that outstate Missouri could have a doggone charter school in the city of St. Louis and we would have to pay for it. What do you think Jeff Smith's going to do with his lying literature? He's going to give them the opportunity to gouge our district as well. Step up to the plate. Step up to the plate on August 8th. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to get washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, the things that you need in your house, the things that you need to make your house a home, the things that you need to make your world a little nicer, a little more livable. Get on down to Sears, get your shop on. You need a wet vac. You need some tools. You need some cleanup equipment. Get to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. My name is Liz Brown. When you do, tell them I told you to.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Down by the river, taking off my shoes, jumping in the water, washing away these blues, down into the ocean, current takes hold, words already been spoken, tales already been told, hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you want to be loved? Do you want to be loved for real? Do you want to be loved for real? Do you want to be loved for real?
You won't be loved. You want to be loved for real. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Curtis.
Yeah, Liz, I've been trying to call. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
For a couple of days now, and this question has just been going through my mind, and I haven't been able to answer, and I believe you might have some insight on it. Yesterday, President Bush signed an extension to the Civil Rights Voting Act. Why do the federal government need to continue to sign an extension of a bill or make rhetoric of something that really doesn't make sense? I mean, he's wasting pen, paper, and ink to sign an extension on the Civil Rights Voting Act, and you have the authority to make constitutional amendments to ban abortion, gay rights, and all this thing. Why not institute a constitutional amendment to make permanent the Voting Rights Act when we have the Constitution that protects us anyway?
Well,
why do they continue to do that?
Well, here's what was signed at the White House, on the White House lawn with fake fanfare and all of that nonsense. What it is it's not the Civil Rights Voting Act. It is a component of the Civil Rights Voting Act. It's a component of the Civil Rights Voting Act because there were some states in the South that were particularly egregious in their efforts to keep people of African descent from voting, poll taxes, these fake literacy tests, all these kind of quick ideas to make people, to keep black people from voting. Because they had such an awful history with that, the federal government said, you know what, anytime one of these particular states wants to make a change in any of their voting requirements, they have to first go to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department has to sign off on any change that state wants to make in voting issues. So that's what the renewal of the 25 years renewal of that was about, that those states are still going to be under the eye of the federal government if they try to make any changes to their voting requirements. That's what the renewal is. And the reason why it's renewed is because the states are given 25 years to prove that they don't do that anymore. And what this says is that they still haven't proven that they've done, that they're going to do it. So that's the renewal part of it. It's not the Civil Rights Voting Act. It's a component of it.
Yeah, I was kind of confused because I'm like, why can't they just make this permanent?
And you feel me now?
Why they can't make it permanent? I mean,
the reason why is because you give them 25 years to fix their stuff. And if they don't,
they have had three extensions or more?
No, they haven't had three extensions. It hasn't been 60 years since the Voting Rights Act. This would be the second extension. And maybe at this point, that point we'll make it permanent. Okay? But we're going to give them another 25 years. To me, every 25 years you're reminded of what they didn't do right. So I like the discussion of it. I like the fact that it's again proof that people have not done what they're supposed to do. And if this is the first extension, I think this is the first or the second extension, I'm not sure.
Oh, I think they're beating a dead horse. That'll go on forever.
I guess I don't understand why you see it's beating a dead horse. If these states are not, we need to keep these states under a microscope. And what this component of the act does is keep these states under a microscope. That's a good thing. Why wouldn't we want to keep them under a microscope?
Well, maybe they were wording it in the World News that it wasn't basically explained to me like it was by yourself, and
okay.
That's one of the reasons I was so adamant about calling.
Okay, well, ignore what the World News told you. Okay? Thanks.
All right,
thanks for your call, Curtis.
Have a good day.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mike.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You made a statement earlier before the break. I want you to write this down. You probably didn't even realize how profound what you said was. In chaos, there is profit. Write that down.
I did.
Good.
I liked it my own self.
Good. Proof of the fact that in chaos, there is profit. Yesterday, up on the hill, they brought the Homeland Security folk up. And they had a discussion with the federal congressmen and senators about contracts. Do you know how much money these bozos are up there wasting? Letting contracts out, there's not much of a bidding process because they use the cover of 9/11 to not allow that.
Mm-hmm.
But they, for example, along the border where they want to stop the flow of immigrants, purchase millions of dollars worth of cameras that don't even work. And the contractors got paid, Liz.
I know they got. And can I, Mike? Can I just interject something here? Because I want you to if you had a chance to reflect upon the Global News report that Joe Garcia did earlier today, talking about how FEMA is saying, you know
exactly.
What? We're only gonna give you $500, and you got to have a checking account to get this $500. Well, those sons of guns look at the stealing that the for reals. Y'all worried about some girls gone wild videotapes. When you need to be worried about the boys gone wild that's stealing us blind.
Mm-hmm. And I've called here and said it before. When George Bush, when W, and the real bandit Dick Cheney, who making money hand over fist through Halliburton and Brown, Kellogg, and Root, when they leave office, we gonna drop our mouth, gonna drop with how much money that they stole.
But you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the same thing that Francis Slay is doing right now. Francis Slay is scared out his mind about what the audit is going to reveal about the stealing that was going on in this district while he and Roberti had their fat faces up in the money trough.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to see from this administration is the same thing that you're seeing from Francis Slay. They are trying to eliminate or impact upon the credibility of this new board majority, because when they come out with their report on where the money has gone, they want to ruin the reputation of these people so badly that nobody's going to pay attention and believe what they say. And that's what's going to happen when George Bush and Dick Cheney get out of office. They're going to, if the Democrats gain control, they're going to try to do the same thing.
It's just mind-boggling.
Because one more thing, if the only way that we are going to find out about how much money was stolen when George Bush and Dick Cheney were in there is if the Democrats have the heart to tell us. And I'm not convinced that they do, because Nancy Pelosi is already saying, well, you know, impeachment is not going to be one of the things that we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Democrats have opted for what I call Dick Gephardt politics. Let's all get along. And we need the Democrats need to get the softies out, because they've faced the Republicans long enough to know how they play.
Mm.
And they play dirty.
Absolutely. And they play for keeps.
Right. And if you're in a pigsty, learn to be a good pig.
Thanks for your call. 1-877 learn how to cook pig. 1-877-920-WGNU. Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Oh, good. I've been in administration for the health care about 40 years. My problem is going to the drugstore, and the issue to me is I don't care if the computer is down. Patients should be given two pills to correct the problem. You telling me at the pharmacy that the computer's down, the concern is the patient. and I have migraines, and I was vomiting and everything, and then you're going to tell me your computer is down? Oh, come on now. Because before you had computers, I feel there was a backup plan. And patients are sick. They do not have time to hear that you have a computer problem. And then, you know, then they said, well, you have to go to another store. You got to, and they was going to 4 and 5 different stores. So I came in, did my patients. I stayed here all night getting these people's medicine because I think it's crucial you being that rude because you do not have a backup system. It needs to be corrected because, Liz, it's going to happen again.
Yes, ma'am. You are absolutely, that's another facet that we haven't had a chance to discuss. And, Gwendolyn, you are absolutely correct. You are, where do patients get their medicine from? You're absolutely right.
And then they had to leave, and they're being so rude. You know what? If it's your mom or dad, I take in consideration these people are sick. People go into the emergency room, and they tell them, don't come if you're not sick. They are sick. They got to get their medicine.
Fact.
They need to address this issue.
You're absolutely right. Gwendolyn, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Taking a break. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway and Ladue, look for an accident. The two right lanes are blocked and traffic is jammed onto Highway 40. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain and West Forest, and look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between Meraz Overpass and 270. Normal traffic there. And westbound 270 at Illinois Route 3 all the way back through the Canal Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 40 at Clayton Skinker and 170. Stop and go traffic due to the accident on 170 at Forest Park Parkway. It's jamming some things up there. Southbound 170 is also backed up a bit because of rubbernecking. Take a look at the accident. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge are stacked up at this hour. It's basically due to the paving operations that have it backed up through 4th Street in the left lanes, and also the Eads Bridge, the right lane, remains closed due to storm damage, and traffic is slowing around mid-span of the bridge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty breakfast bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots and fries, regular coffee, and soft drink or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic, it's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for today and through Wednesday, actually, you've got a heat advisory in effect for today. Hot and humid, partly sunny, chance of showers, high in the lower to mid-90s. Heat index will be around 101 for this evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the mid-70s. Saturday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, chance of showers, high in the mid to upper 90s, and the heat index will be around 103 by the afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 79 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 80. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, and I'm running for state representative in the 60th District. Are you tired of the politicians that only come around when they need your vote? Politicians that care more about serving themselves and their family members than the interests of the people. Politicians that use eminent domain to take people's homes. On Tuesday, August 8th, the power will be in your hands. You can make a change by voting for me, Jamila Nasheed. I don't only talk the talk, I walk the walk. As your next state representative, I will fight for a livable wage, better schools, job opportunities for our community, and I will also protect homeowners from eminent domain. I will hold regular meetings and return phone calls. That is my pledge to you. On Tuesday, August the 8th, fill in number 38 on your ballot. Vote for Jamila Nasheed, a voice for the voiceless.
Paid for by Citizens to Elect Jamila Nasheed, Felicia Brooks, Treasurer.
Fill in 38.
This is Mark Hinderleiter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Every Friday afternoon, I interview high-level leaders about leadership issues that matter most. As far as I know, it's the only show of its kind. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, coach, volunteer leader, or the head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that can give you the competitive edge in the marketplace. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, did you get your power back on?
Finally.
What day did you get it off?
I got it on Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay, that same time that we did. Yeah, it was a bad situation. But I just wanted to mention something I did hear on World News that is contentious. ExxonMobil, it said the last quarter profit earnings, it said that they had made profit to the point of $1,318 a second. Not an hour, not a minute, but every second they were making $1,318.
In profit.
Yes.
And that totals out to their quarterly profit, $10.4 billion.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're saying that the higher gas prices have nothing to do with it. They think we stupid.
But can you imagine that $1,318 a second?
Well, as I explained in my last hour, you know those mobile gas passes that they have? The gas pass is not to get you the gas out of the tank, it's to get the money out of your bank account. They just swipe it in front of your bank account and they take all your money.
I'm speechless.
All right now. Thanks.
All right,
thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Sadia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing, sister?
I am outstanding.
All right. I just had a little information and a question. Did you notice all the water main breaks that we had during the...
We haven't talked about that. Absolutely. The one that was crazy out there in front of the Science Center.
Uh-huh.
Where two people almost drowned. The crazy one at Kings Highway and Delmar.
Delmar. And that was not a total accident. This was not due to the storm or the heat or... the pipes being old and everything.
What was the reason for that?
Well, I was talking to one of the gentlemen that was filling in the holes, repairing them and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And come to find out that people were ordered at these different places to turn up the pressure because what had happened during the heat, a lot of the fire hydrants were turned on, so they lost a little pressure, which is normal during the summertime, this time of year when we have this kind of heat. So instead of going around having the police to shut down the fire hydrants and then continue to patrol the area to make sure the kids don't or adults don't turn them back on, this guy, his name is Tom Rothermick, and he's from the Howard Bend and the Chain of Rocks water treatment. He ordered the people to turn up the pressure, and it blew up.
Shut up.
The pipes.
Shut up.
Yep, it blew up the pipes, and there's several of them all over the city and the county.
You know, that's a story that honestly, it slipped my radar.
Uh-huh.
You're that is something really to follow up. How do you know this?
I can't divulge the,
okay.
the source,
okay.
but it was one of the water company's regular employees that were working there repairing the projects and, you know, backfilling them and everything. And I was just curious because it was odd that these would blow up, and these were not necessarily small ones. These were all like 8-inch, 10-inch, 16-inch pipes. These weren't just your – these were feeder pipes.
Wow.
And they're controlled electronically out of your larger stations like Chain of Rock.
Wow.
And for whatever purpose, this Tom Rothermick, which is R-O-T-H-E-R-M-I-C-H.
Say that again, please.
Tom, first name, Rothermick, R-O-T-H-E-R-M-I-C-H. And he was the one that ordered these valves to be manually adjusted to turn up the pressure. And he was telling people, give me 25 more turns, give me 50 more turns. This is coming from one of the workers that works at UE, and I mean at the water company. And it's not a new guy either. He's been there a long time.
Wow.
And there's a number that can be called to find out exactly how many breaks it is and which ones are still unrepaired. Would you like that number?
Certainly.
771-4880. And then punch 5 when the prompt comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll automatically tell you all the ones that are still live that they're repairing and blah, blah, blah.
Wow. Thank you for that call.
No problem.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Peace. 1-877-920-WGNU. Isn't that interesting? Because that sure is something that has kind of fought for me. I know for me it's fallen off the radar. But all of those incredible water main breaks, why were they breaking? Why were they breaking? You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah. Hey, Liz, this ID thing about you getting your driver's license. Yeah. And they make you get your birth certificate. Yeah, I went through that. And the thing is, I didn't have my birth certificate, so I went on the Internet and I ordered it through the Internet. No idea anything required for that. And when you, if you go...
Slow down for a minute. You ordered your birth certificate on the Internet?
Yeah.
And they didn't ask you for any ID?
No. Just wanted the address and everything and to pay for it, and that's all you do. and I got to think about it now. They put me through all this stuff of getting my birth certificate. I could have ordered my uncle's birth certificate, who died about 50 years ago.
Yeah, you could.
You know, and brought that to him.
And gotten a driver's license with that.
Yeah. And the point is, I think they use it just for the information on it, and that's it. You know, like they can't get it from us by voting, getting it voted in. So what they're doing now is going and they're getting everything that relates to us and getting it off of that through the driving. Yeah.
Because I wonder if there, and I doubt that there is this, I doubt that there's somebody in Jefferson City that's making a phone call to find out if the person that has gotten the driver's license is alive or dead.
That's right.
Because of all you had, so in order to get your driver's license, all you had to do was bring your birth certificate.
I brought my birth certificate, and all they did was wrote the information off the birth certificate. Then they asked me for my driver's license.
But if you were getting a driver's license for the first time, you bring in a birth certificate, right?
No, I've been having my driver's
license. No, if you were getting a driver's license for the first time.
Right.
Interesting. All right. Thanks.
And the other thing about it was that when I took my driver's license, my picture's on there, and it's up, you know, it was up to date. Everything is the same, you know. All they had to do was look at me and see that that's me. You know, they said, we can't use this. You got to go and get your driver's license. But if you go down, if you live in Missouri, you go downtown to get, you know, to get your birth certificate. You got to show your driver's license to get the birth certificate, but they won't take it at the driver's license.
So you didn't have to do anything. You just ordered yours offline.
I ordered it online, and you know they didn't actually, they don't ask for no information, just the address, and they, you know, you got an amount you got to pay. You put that in there, and you put your year in there when you was born, and that's it.
Wow. Wow. Thanks for your call. Wow. Little hole in security, 1-877-920-WGNU. Andre.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I just called the number for the water company that the fellow just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I counted them because they gave you the intersections where all the breaks are. They're 12 of them so far. A good many of them were 6 inches. Some were 8-inch pipe. And there were quite a few on north and west side.
Mm.
But there were several on south side, too.
Mm.
And but, this recording, the person, the voice says that it was updated as of 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow. So why do we have all of these water main breaks?
That's the main thing we need to be looking into because I have seen water in the streets in several places, but I didn't know it was because of breakage.
But did you see that huge breakage by the Science Center?
No.
They had to shut down Highway 40. The water was so high that they covered the roof of the car.
Wow.
And firemen thought that there were people still in the car. They had to swim. The firefighter could barely keep his head above the water, above the roof of the car. They went in there to see if the people had gotten out. That's how they shut down Highway 40.
Wow. And you know, when you have a breakage like that in one area, it pulls the pressure down in other areas too, so you have problems with fighting fires, you have problems with, well, people just getting water to drink.
And we had the heat wave going on,
right.
And we had the no electricity going on,
right.
And I want you to understand the significance of that break. Not only was it so deep that it covered the roof of the car, they shut down Highway 40 and they shut it down all night long.
That's bad.
Yes, it is.
And the other thing I want to know is, do you have any idea about the numbers of people still without electricity and phone service?
I don't know.
Because you're not hearing anything. I've been telling friends of mine on the computer around the country to pay attention to this story because of the way, you know, it will drop off from the national watch.
16,000 is the number that they're saying in the last hour, that 16,000 were still without power.
Okay. So I'm just wondering how this is progressing and what is to be done about, you know, this is something that I haven't heard anybody, politician, even mention yet about any kind of investigation with UE or any kind of follow-up about this.
Got a roll. Thank you, Andre. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back after the break. Stay with me.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Ankara. There could be another cause for the recent conflict in southern Lebanon that you may not have heard much about. A new transcontinental oil pipeline opened between the Caspian Sea and the Eastern Mediterranean on July 13th, the day before the Israeli campaign against Hezbollah began. This new pipeline is called the BTC and runs from the Caspian Sea port of Baku in Azerbaijan through Tbilisi in Georgia, and ends at the city of Ceyhan in Turkey, which is near the border with Syria. Now, both Azerbaijan and Georgia have military cooperation agreements with Israel and have received about $25 million worth of contracts that have been funded by American aid to Israel. This pipeline will give a significant boost to Israeli oil imports received from the Caspian Sea basin. But it also creates a pro-West alliance over a major source of oil. Israel has now been transformed into a significant protectorate of this channel of oil to the West. Earlier this year, Israel and Turkey announced plans to build 4 underwater pipelines that'll go around Syrian and Lebanese territories. This would put Israel at the control valve of most of the oil from the Caspian Sea. And this could lead to a limit on how much energy is made available to China, which is seen as the only possible threat to the United States in terms of military or economic power. The other part of the puzzle is a plan to bring water to Israel from the Tigris and Euphrates River system in Turkey. This requires some control over the eastern Mediterranean coastline through Syria and, Lebanon. The current war is likely to be only the first scenario to be played out in this bigger plan, and it may also explain why the United States is stepping up weapons shipments to Israel. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hello, I'm Joe Palm, candidate for state representative in the 57th District. I will support legislation to improve the educational experience for children in our community. I will work for improved access to health care for all citizens. I support a police citizen review board and a community approach to crime prevention. When you vote on August 8th, punch 29. The future of our community is in your hands. Visit JoePalm.com and learn more.
Paid for by Palm for 57th, Vanessa Williams, Treasurer. If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs. Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
Did you know that we have one of the highest unemployment rates, no hospitals in Normandy, and failing schools within the 71st District? Henry Awenafu wants to change this landscape. We can no longer continue to vote for candidates who will not fight for the basic needs in our community. On August 8th, vote for Henry Awenafu, a candidate who will fight to restore our community's landscape like he did as trustee for the village of Uplands Park.
This ad was paid for by the citizens to elect Henry Awenafu.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Victoria.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Well, I'm glad to hear you have power, and I'm sorry to hear so many people still don't have power.
It's just crazy.
I was a little concerned about the children during this outage, and I know that there were a lot of them that were outside in the water, and I'm concerned about this story about the water main breaks and this seeming incompetence of this person to do this thing, but it seems like there's a lot of incompetence going around. The children have no place to go as far as recreation activities, swimming pools, in the city in particular, and I'm just concerned about that. I recently heard that the NYSP program is discontinued as of this year. They scaled it down this year and brought all the children to Matthew Dickey that are normally around the city at the universities. And this was the ending of the program.
This is a city program, right?
This is a federally funded program.
Okay.
So we need to be talking to Congressman Clay and Talent about this, Senator Talent about this. This has been in effect since I was in the 1970s, I remember it. And it's failed to George Bush's war program. No funding for that. I'm concerned about that and the fact that the children have no jobs. There are no programs for children to go to learn skills in the summertime. There used to be programs where you could work at 14, like in a reading clinic, Title 20. And there's none of that now. I'm just a little concerned about these things. And also I heard when the blackout was going on, the post office at the airport is getting ready to close. It's closing. They're moving it to an street that's like one exit away from Granite City.
Really?
Yes. And so if you have those packages and you want them to go to that all-night post office, well, not all night, but like 10 o'clock, I think, 10:30, and a lot of people run there after work, but if you want to do that, you got to go all the way. And they say if you miss that exit, you're in Granite City, Illinois.
Wow.
So they're asking you at the post office when you go there to call the congressman, call the postmaster.
What's the explanation for moving the post office?
I have no idea.
I wonder if it's because there's so little volume there anymore because the airport is so small now.
They didn't really say, but the workers there, they've been begging to go to Clayton, if they can go anywhere else but that place.
I understand. I'm just wondering if what's the explanation for it, and I wonder if it's because of low volume because of what's happened at our airport.
It might be.
All right, now.
So we need to be talking to Talent and Clay and all those people and find out what we can do about the children, their recreations, and no jobs for them in the summertime.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's
post office issue. Huh?
Here's this other thing. Francis Slay wants to introduce a tax on the ballot in November.
Yeah, I heard.
And this is about they want to build a recreation center in North St. Louis and South St. Louis. Sounds okay, right?
Well, we should have been had those things.
But wait a minute. I'm not finished. Because here's two things. One, kids are going to have to pay to go in those recreation centers. One. And then two, there is no funding for any programs in those new recreation centers.
Well, I think I heard he wanted 50 police. I think we can have some more recreation people.
But that's what I'm saying.
More police.
But the bill.
And do nothing.
But the bill is only about building the centers and not funding them. We've got to say no. Until they bring us the legislation that makes sense, we need to say no. And they're going to try to tug on our emotions and tug on our heartstrings to say, oh, this is for the kids. No, it's not. They're going to have to pay to get in there, and there will be no funding for any kind of programs in there. So what good is the building?
The city doesn't even want to pay to turn the lights up.
That's
so
what I'm talking
why
about.
Why are we paying for more policemen?
There you go. Thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WG. N-U-MAC.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How you just doing today?
I'm outstanding.
Did we learn anything from this?
From what?
Old age, did we learn anything from this power outage and from the wind that we had? Have the people learned anything from that about what would really happen if we really would have a disaster in this country? Who would be responsible for who survives? Like I tell people, it would be the people that would be have to take charge of themselves because the government is not going to be there. I was talking to a lot of people. What did you learn from this? It's going to be right back to day one, I think, after this is all over with. And this was only like 7-8 days of this. What would really happen if we have a disaster in this country? You know, I noticed one thing, what's going to really be our problem. It's going to be computers. I remember a few years ago, I forget what year it was, but we were minutes away from launching a war attack on North Korea or either Russia due to a malfunction of a computer. We were seconds away from launching an attack. I forgot what year that was, but I remember it. And when these things happen, electricity people, you can't get no money out the bank. You can't shop. You can't do anything if you have money in these stores. Even if you got money, you ain't going to be able to get it because the stores are not going
to
wait on
you. You need to keep some money in your house. Got to roll.
You need to keep some money. So we better start thinking about a real disaster here.
That and planning for it. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
And I just want to remind everybody, speaking of real disasters here, an election is coming up. We need to keep the people out of office that are going to do us harm and keep the people in office that have done right by us. And we have an election coming up in the 72nd district. And the reason why this was such an important one to me is because it's all about our babies. It's all about vouchers. It's all about power. It has all of the elements of why we involve ourselves in the political process at all. We have a candidate that's running, Sandy, in the 72nd district. She's never been a state representative before. She's running for it. And she was served on Monday, convicted. Why? Because she has a $3,000 fine that she has to pay because she did not file her campaign finance reports. Why is this significant? First of all, ask a politician and see if you've ever met one that can tell you about a candidate with this kind of irresponsible reputation running for office. This is a woman that has on her campaign literature honesty, integrity, determination. She took an oath, and if you want a copy of the oath, just call me at 454-6660 or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. I'll give you a copy of this candidate declaration form. She signed. She swore to. She took an oath. I hereby swear and affirm that the information contained in this declaration of candidacy is true. And what did she say? I swear I have no outstanding campaign disclosure reports due from a prior election. She lied. She lied trying to get elected into office. What you think she's going to do? And who are her friends? The voucher people. They have such contempt for you all that they say that this, we'll just bring them a black person. We'll just bring them a black person and we'll put the money behind them because we know what she's going to vote for our voucher issue. That's the contempt and loathing that they have of you. She says, I didn't know that I did. I was confused. Okay. Here are your choices. You're a dunderhead and you shouldn't be elected into office, or you're a liar. She's a liar. Because she swore that nut she had, and I'm looking at the document right now. It's right in front of me with her signature on it. Sandy, I swear and affirm that the information contained in this declaration of candidacy is true. I have no outstanding campaign disclosure reports due from a prior election. She's a liar. And she's running for office. It's rare that we have an opportunity that you have proof that a person lied when they're running for office. It's rare. That's how bold she is. That's how shameless the voucher people are. They don't care. Just get her into office because she's just going to carry our water. Get to the election. For those of you in New City, you need to know who the people that are running. And this woman, Sandy, is no good. Is no good. Is no good. You know the record of Maria Chappelle Nadal. You know that. You know what her record is. She's going to be on the show. She'll talk to you. But good God, let's have some respect about ourselves and respect of the process, that you don't put someone who is an admitted, convicted liar into political office. No good can come out of it. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
If you want to totally wipe them out, then I think it's kind of obvious we'll have to go deeper.
That Israeli soldier on his country's border with Lebanon, fighting with Hezbollah militants, is now in its 18th day, and there are no signs that it might end anytime soon. More from ABC's Jim Sciutto in northern Israel.
I'm standing right on the Israeli-Lebanese border, but it's really not much of a border these days. This is one of many places where Israeli tanks cross into Lebanon with impunity, and in the hills around here, the shelling has been relentless. Some of the worst we've heard in the last several days. 100 targets hit overnight, say the Israelis.
The death toll on both sides continues to rise. Could White House support for Israel result in Hezbollah taking aim at the U.S.? ABC News consultant Richard Clark, a former White House counterterrorism chief, says it might if Iran pushes the organization.
If Iran orders an attack in the United States, they'll make it very clear Hezbollah did it. We'll respond somewhere, perhaps by bombing Iran, and things will go from bad to worse.
The FBI says there's no credible intelligence at this point that an attack could be in the works. 5,000 more U.S. troops are being moved into Baghdad from other places around Iraq. Some of them were supposed to be going home now. Now they'll be there for at least 4 more months. Tour de France champ Lloyd Landis is waiting on a second drug test. His title could depend on it.
Landis says he knew he was in trouble when he heard the news.
There was no way for me to be able to tell myself that this wasn't going to be a disaster, no matter what.
The Tour de France champ tested positive for high levels of testosterone, which occurs naturally in the body, but can also be taken as a performance-enhancing drug. Landis denies doing that and wants a second test done.
All I'm asking for, just from me, is that I be given a chance to prove that I'm innocent.
He is getting that chance, but the results won't be known for a few more days. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 83 points and the Nasdaq is ahead 21. This is ABC News.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-2204. That's 1-800-446-2204. 1-800-446-2204.
It's already over 100 degrees in parts of California. Some places had triple-digit temperatures now for 12 straight days. Over 100 deaths are blamed on the heat wave. Well, talk about a guilt-free power trip. ABC's Larry Jacobs checked out how some Massachusetts residents can get electricity while protecting the environment.
Want to help the U.S. reduce its reliance on foreign oil?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Could be for residents of the Cape Cod Resort region of Massachusetts. Today's the final day for public comment on a privately funded project to build 130 wind turbines in Nantucket Sound. It would be the first large U.S. offshore wind power farm. Not everybody's for it. There are residents who consider the modern-day windmills to be unsightly, and those who fear the tall turbines could kill migrating birds. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
If you can't stand the heat, well, a new study says many men can't, not as well as we women can. Australian researchers say men are likely to get heat-related illnesses than women are, and they're more likely to die from them. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, an Alton man is convicted of killing and dismembering a Carlinville man in 2004. A judge issued the verdict yesterday in the first-degree murder bench trial of Jason Mobley in the death of Jesse Emery. Mobley's brother, Mark Mobley, is charged with concealment of a homicidal death. Co-defendant Chadwick Wallace pleaded guilty to first-degree murder last year and is awaiting sentencing. No sentencing date has been set for Jason Mobley. Investigators believe a candle started an apartment fire that left four families homeless. It broke out early yesterday morning in the 3300 block of Cross Keys in Florissant. The building had been without power since last week. The Red Cross is providing food and clothing for the displaced families. Members of the Association of Catholic Elementary Educators are pushing for talks with St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke. Association President Mary Chubb says her group has been ignored for too long.
If you look at our policy and procedure manual, there have been no changes. They haven't dealt with the issues.
Yesterday, the Archdiocese stated all grievances will be forwarded to the Archbishop and the Parish Teacher Committee for review. Finally this hour, the parents of a South County soldier killed in action are helping students at their daughter's alma mater. Tony and Regina Pinson have donated $10,000 to the Amanda Pinson Memorial Scholarship Fund at Hancock Place School. Hancock senior Christine Homer is the first recipient of the scholarship. Sergeant Pinson was killed in Iraq in March. Donations to the scholarship fund are still being accepted at Midwest Bank Center on Lemay Ferry. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Chaser Plus. Do Chaser hangover pills really work? Yes. Chaser absorbs toxins to help you avoid hangovers. Take it while you drink to help you wake up feeling great. Buy Chaser products at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. The East Bridge will be closing at noon today for vehicle traffic. As Live on the Levee continues, it will reopen Sunday evening after 6 p.m. for vehicle traffic. You have a number of ongoing construction projects that are going on right now, so just use caution as you roll through those construction zones. Westbound 40 at Hampton and 170 stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident on northbound 170. Your main sticking point right now is westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. There's paving operations going on, and it has traffic backed up through 4th Street. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and a regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today and tomorrow, an excessive heat warning is in effect for Saturday morning through Wednesday evening. However, today, look for hot and humid, partly sunny, chance of thunderstorms high in the lower to mid-90s, and the heat index will be around 101 by this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers, lower to mid-70s. Saturday, pretty much the same, hot and humid, partly sunny, with a chance for afternoon showers, high in the mid-90s, and the heat index will be around 103 by the afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 81 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 82. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say? Our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And one of the things that I like to do, I try to do, is to give you an opportunity to participate in some things. There are so many issues that are confronting us out here, so many opportunities. I started to say options, but I think opportunities is a better word. Opportunities to plug yourself into issues that matter. Our environment is something that has caught the eye, finally, and the attention of some people. We have Al Gore out with his movie. We have the death of the electric car coming out. All about our environment. Well, here's a way that you can participate. There's a Project Evergreen. What is Project Evergreen? Well, I have the president on the line, the president of Project Evergreen, Cindy Code, joining us from Cleveland, Ohio, to tell us about this opportunity. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm outstanding. What is Project Evergreen?
Project Evergreen is a national alliance of large and small companies, associations, contractors, and suppliers who provide services and products for the care and maintenance of outdoor spaces.
And so we're talking about green spaces, right?
Yeah, green spaces including lawns, landscapes, gardens, parks, golf courses, and even athletic fields where our kids play.
And tell us about why the preservation of green spaces is important. Why should we have green spaces? Why should we be concerned about green spaces?
Well, there's Project Evergreen. Our mission is to promote the economic, environmental, and lifestyle benefits of green spaces. So it's not just a matter of, you know, having a green lawn in the front of your house, but a green lawn and a nice, well-maintained landscape can financially impact you when you go to sell your house.
Mm-hmm.
Increase your real estate value by 15%. But it's not just money. From an environmental perspective, one of the research facts that we have is that 8 average front lawns have the cooling effect of 70 tons of air conditioning. So if you have that rather than dirt in your front yard, you know, that helps cool off your home and your landscape. So maybe you don't have to use as much electricity for air conditioning.
So what are you doing to get people to understand this as the president of Project Evergreen?
Well, we're doing a lot of public relations, to explain and help people understand the various benefits. And we have a number of marketing initiatives, community outreach programs, and one of them is our Because Green Matters calendar.
Because Green Matters calendar. How can people participate with this?
Well, the calendar is open to anybody, you know, who has great photography of landscapes, of lawns, of parks, golf courses. It's open to photographers if it's, you know, your passion, your hobby, or just a pastime. And what they can do is go to our website, which is www.projectevergreen.com, and they can print out an entry form. The contest runs through August 31st, so all entries must be postmarked by then, and they must be mailed. No email entries will be accepted. So we just need them to submit a photograph that is signed and dated and along with an entry form and send it in.
And what do they get if they're selected, their photograph is selected?
Well, we're going to produce a calendar. So we'll have 12 photos for each of those months. So they, you know, have the honor of being included in our calendar. They'll also get a $100 gift certificate to a retail or hardware store. And then we are also going to sell screensavers. So winning photos will be available as a series of screensavers. So they can use it in many ways.
And are there any restrictions on age of the participants?
Nope.
Anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it, and there's no entry fee.
So, and what if people don't have access to a computer? Is there another way that they can get an entry form?
They can call our office. The toll-free number is 877-758-4835.
And people go out and they take pictures of lawns, of landscapes?
Yep. It could be, you know, your landscape, a garden in your landscape, you know, trees and shrubs. If you're a golf fanatic, you know, if you're out on the golf course, there's beautiful courses out there. If you're in the park with your kids or at a sporting event, you know, any of those are relevant to our contest.
And the address and the website address again is?
www.projectevergreen.com.
Cindy Coe, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Liz. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, we have some Project Evergreen giveaways that we're going to be putting in our Because We Care packages as well. And if you need a great photographer, if you need a place to go to get your camera, to get your film, to get your little cards, your digital cards, OJ Photos, OJ Photos. I'll be back. Stay with me. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs. OJ Photo Supply, a standard of quality service since 1970. 8338 Olive. Cameras, digital cameras, photo restorations. What's the best film for my camera? OJ Photo Supply can answer your questions. OJ Photo Supply, 8338 Olive, 991-5550. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in AM 920 WGNU every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, then go do the right thing.
When Republicans slash health care coverage impacting over 100,000 Missourians, as a member of the Powerful Budget Committee, I work to restore those cuts. Many are still affected and don't have health care coverage. As your next state senator, I will continue to fight and be a strong voice for all the residents of the 4th Senatorial District. Tuesday, August the 8th, punch number 26 to vote for me, Amber Holly Boykins, an experienced leader who has a record of achievement as your state representative and the proven leadership we need in your next state senator.
Paid for by friends of Amber H. Boykin, Pam Butler, Treasurer.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Still ain't seen nothing like my neighborhood. And of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy that brings.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I have to share the story with you. I am really kind of I don't know, struck by this story, I guess. It's just an amazing place that we find ourselves in as a nation, as a country, that there is legislation out there, laws out there now that make it in Las Vegas, Nevada, that make it a crime to give a biscuit to, give a sandwich to a homeless person. I don't know. I don't. The world that we're living in is becoming increasingly hurtful. There's a story on the front page of the New York Times today. Gail Sacco pulled green grapes, bread, lunch meat, and of course a bottle of water from a cardboard box. A dozen homeless people rounding the city park snatched the handouts from her. Well, Las Vegas says that that is a crime. That is a crime. Las Vegas, whose homeless population has doubled in the past decade to 12,000 people, they're not the only cities across the country that have adopted or considered ordinances limiting the distribution of charitable meals in parks. But what is different about this Las Vegas ordinance is that it is believed to be the first to explicitly make the offense to feed the indigent. To feed the poor people. How do you do that? In America, we're living in a country that has passed a law that makes it explicitly a crime to do as many religious doctrines tell us to do. We're supposed to feed the hungry. Now, all of y'all out there that are trying to get the Ten Commandments into a courthouse, y'all need to be tripping on a law that is on the books that is explicitly against the Ten Commandments. Or at least the content of the Bible. I don't know that the Ten Commandments says feed the homeless, feed the hungry. But it does say something about honoring thy neighbor, doesn't it? There is a law that says it is a crime to feed the hungry. Lord have mercy on all of us. Lord have mercy on all of us. A law on the book that makes it a crime to feed the hungry. These are amazing times that we live in. And I wonder, I don't know. Should I make this connection? Is Arizona a red state or a blue state? I'm just asking. Is it a red state or a blue state? 1-877-920-WGNU. That just shows when the almighty dollar is involved. When the almighty dollar is involved, you better step back. You better step back. Because the almighty dollar rules. A law on the books that says, no, you cannot feed the hungry. 1-877-920-WGNU. That is my number, my name. My name is Liz Brown, L-I-Z-Z Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. Liz, that's sort of like the rule we have here in the city of St. Louis that makes it a crime for the homeless, the poor, and the misunderstood that's trying to get cans out of the dumpsters. That's a crime here in the city of St. Louis.
This is the first crime on the book, piece of legislation on the book that specifically says indigent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes it unique. It's in the same family as what you described, but this is the this one is special and unique.
And deplorable. I called to talk about your radio station. I mean, your 4 hours. It is powerful. I mean, and I know you know that, and most of your listeners know how powerful your 4 hours are, because Charter Communications, they're singing a different tune
today.
Yes, a totally different tune. And I want to say about how powerful you are, and how interesting your hours are. I mean, I don't know how many hours you had when you first started out.
I had 1 hour a week.
You're kidding.
1 hour a week on Fridays from 12 to 2.
Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
And now the 4 hours go by just as quickly as when you had the two or the three. It's amazing. When people are entertained and you get information, time just flies. But another thing I wanted to talk about is, I don't know if you, I know you love movies, but.
Love movies.
I know you do.
Love movies.
And you'll go to see them just to see what they're all about, so you can really speak on them intelligently. But, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Seven.
Yes, I did.
Well, Liz, I've seen that movie several times, and it just goes to show you that some people, they hear things and then it just goes in one ear out of the other, or they see something, and then it takes about 3 times around before they really get it. Now, I have seen that movie 7 times, and it wasn't until Flip-Flopping W, a.k.a. the war president, was really snooping on us, and it came out about him going to the library and getting names from the librarians of what books you're reading. But, you know, they've been doing that illegally, I know, since the movie Seven was made, because in this movie, Morgan Freeman and this other guy, they were sitting in a bar, and this FBI agent came in there, and they were trying to catch a serial killer, and they had somehow found out what book that he had gotten out of the library, and this FBI agent was able to identify him by, whenever you go in and get a book, either it could be benign as going and learn something about Cuba, they flag your book, and they put your name in.
Right, but they had to pay for that information, and they got that information on the sly. What's different today is that it's not even on the sly anymore.
No, it's right in your face now.
And that other guy you're talking about is Brad Pitt.
It's Brad Pitt.
And I don't know how you could forget Brad Pitt. But that other guy was Brad Pitt. That was a breakout role but it was really another one of those roles that underscored both Morgan Freeman's chops and Brad Pitt's acting chops as well.
And another thing on the same.
I gotta go. Okay. I'm sorry. I gotta go. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Floyd.
Hi, Lois. Hi, Lois. It's Floyd.
Okay. Hey, Floyd.
How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah. You know, this issue about this war in Iraq was, should've been dealt with it before 9/11. And I'm gonna explain some things. Issue. You remember back when you first came on the air in 2000? And you said it. They said we had to look at the oxygen, how this man was going to be in the White House, and with all the things that he said it from 2001 and 04, that George Bush was no good. And you said it before. You said it to all of us in our committee that back in 2000, this man stole this election. and Al Gore and our so-called good friend, Joe Lieberman, told the election was over. And
Didn't I go after Joe Lieberman? Didn't I say he was no good for us?
Mm-hmm. You said he was no
good.
All
right. Back in 2000.
You said it's true. It was that Lieberman lied to support this war with George W.
There you go.
There was no weapons of mass destruction.
There you go.
And I blame the people, the so-called friends of ours, let us down. And I'm talking about Rice and Powell and George W. and Dick Cheney. The four of these. These are the four men should be charged with treason, for war crimes and anything else they do. But our lousy Democrats are failed to stand up to these people. And that's why I'm so disappointed, Liz, that we have no politicians in Washington to take on this man. They like this man is God here. He is not God. He's a criminal, a war criminal. Get the facts.
All right.
I'll see you. You have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself. Please don't forget that the Urban Institute is meeting, of course, this Saturday from 9 until 11 at 1020 North Taylor. Don't forget that. I will see you there this weekend. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be back.
Those who have been there.
It's wonderful.
Never forget.
It just takes your spirit to another level.
Women of Faith.
You know, we're hard to figure out because we don't even get ourselves.
2 days that could change your life.
So I have for you tonight the top 10 signs that you know you need hope. Number 10, you cut up someone's food without asking their permission.
Hear stirring testimony from Patsy Claremont, Marilyn Meadberg, Lucy Swindoll, Thelma Wells, and Sheila Walsh. Come for the fellowship. Stay through the laughter. Leave refreshed.
The praise team they have up there is wonderful.
WomenOfFaith.com. Seats are going quickly, so call now. 1-888-49-FAITH. That's 1-888-49-FAITH.
Hi, this is Lizbeth Tanz, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program. Each Friday, my co-host Connie Mitchell and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects, so come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Does your Sunday morning church service leave you wanting more? If so, we've got the answer. Kennerly Temple Church of God in Christ invites you to listen to their weekly broadcast of church services Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. Every week, Bishop R.J. Ward brings you a gospel message you can use, while their choir brings you music that you can enjoy. Take an hour, won't you, and join Kennerly Temple Church of God in Christ, Sunday nights at 8:30 on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me right here on WGNU, 920 AM, on Friday nights for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Yeah, right.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Hell today, I'm late for work again. Even if I'm there, they'll
when you call me, and it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Joseph.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
And the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. You know, I heard a gentleman call in to say, did we learn, he asked a question, did we learn anything from this?
You're talking about this power outage and the dismal response. All right.
You know, I've been predicting for years that we're going to have a water problem in this city. Not only in this city, but in this country. Because if they knock your power out, your water, I would say this, buy all the bottled water that you can. Because it's coming to time, it's going to be like liquid gold. It's all in the plan. We've been pulled out.
All right.
These are practice runs that they're making now.
I hear you. I hear you.
And you have to open your eyes, people. The handwriting is on the wall. I mean, people dying in houses because of heat exposure. And we have the military, the National Guard, supposed to be knocking on the door for door-to-door searches. And why weren't there National Guards out here in the county on door-to-door searches for elderly people?
Why didn't they continue to do it in the city of St. Louis?
Absolutely.
All right, now.
It's a test run, people.
I hear you. I hear you.
We will order.
All right, now.
Today. You better open your eyes up.
A new world order. Thank you, Joseph.
Have a good day.
You take care of yourself. Don't forget Urban Institute is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 1020 North. Taylor, be there. We have business to tend to. We have business to tend to. John.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I am outstanding. It's Friday. I have electricity. My phone is working. I have water. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I think this National Guard thing, I think the city... I believe deep down inside that this clown down there in City Hall and little boy Blunt, I think they had those people brought here to the city because they was under the impression that we need them in the city. That's why Spanish Lake don't have no National Guard, because they was under the impression that the people in St. Louis were just going to clown. We going to need the National Guard to, you know, to take over the city.
Mm.
That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
I hear
and
your
then
theory.
When it didn't happen, they didn't have time to roll them out to Spanish Lake. and they had them riding them down the street, sticking up some little bitty limbs in the back of a truck. And another thing, Liz, I think it was last year, when this clown down in City Hall had garbage piled up, 3 blocks from Vashon High School. You see what I'm saying? Garbage that was transported from South St. Louis and everywhere else. And I didn't hear not one of these old dead politicians open their mouth.
You know, John, I don't think it's fair of you to simply say this clown in City Hall. You need to be more specific than that.
Well, okay, Mayor Slate.
All right, I just want, there's some
Mayor
confusion
Slate.
There when folks say clown. You know, a lot of folks be thinking about different people. Make it plain.
Okay, Mayor
Francis
Slate.
Francis Slate.
And nobody said anything. The children had to walk right by all this garbage.
This is the same monster man that allowed our babies to be locked in their school without electricity, right, without water, and without the ability to call their mama because he didn't want bad press from how he was running the school district. That's Francis Slade.
Yeah, that's the Francis Slade that I'm talking about. And then nobody said anything. The garbage stayed there for approximately a week. The city employer that was putting it there was trying to complain about it. They were just told to shut up. When you call an alderman or something like that, they didn't get no response.
Mm.
And this was right next door to Vashon. So you hear these people come on here and talk about it's all about Vashon, it's about the children. It's not about the children. It's about Fort That's all it is.
And his money and what he money. And his power. You know, and we're going to talk about that because I think that there is something odd about Floyd Iron's response to this. There's something kind of creepy about Floyd Iron's and this God complex that he appears to have in terms of where he should be and what and how dare anybody take his job. That's kind of creepy. That's kind of creepy when you just listen to the words that he's saying. This entitlement that he thinks that he has is kind of creepy. It's kind of creepy.
And then you got Bobsley running around here. Bobsley and Bobsley, the people are losing their homes over in the Third Ward. I mean, being told to take the names off the recall list. This thing is getting to be ridiculous when you ask me.
Got to roll. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU, Jake.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am outstanding.
I got a couple of things I was just kind of curious about. When Coretta Scott King had passed away, why did Condoleezza Rice, why was she at the funeral and President Bush was? Out of all the African-American women in this country, she should have definitely been one of the ones that should have been there.
I don't know that she wasn't, and I'm one of the people that believe I prefer that people stay true to who they are. She didn't. What happened with the civil rights movement has nothing to do, from Condoleezza Rice's perspective, it has nothing to do with her. Stay consistent. That's all I have. George Bush shouldn't have been there. Neither should his daddy, because his daddy helped with the spying into and the trashing of the legacy of Martin Luther King.
Exactly, and a lot of people don't even realize that. They don't even realize that.
That's why you need to tell the tale. That's why you need to pass it on. That's why we need to be educating our people every single opportunity that we have.
Another thing, there are no programs for these youth in the city, and I noticed one thing. You know, remember back in the NYC programs where they had, the kids were going around, you know, cleaning and picking up the trash summertime.
When was this?
Now the kids are selling drugs, but they want more police. It seems like to me some kind of conspiracy going on. Well, they want to lock more African-American youth up.
And listen to what Francis Lay's solution is that he wants to raise your taxes. Okay, you know how much gasoline is.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much it's hard to keep your car on the road, to keep your job. Now he wants you to pay more taxes. Why? To build a youth center in North and South St. Louis that our children have to pay to go into. And secondly, there's no money for the funding for any programs in those buildings. They want to fake you out with a youth center. They're going to take the money and do exactly what they want with it. Because after the youth center is built, they still keep collecting the taxes, don't they?
This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And it's
ridiculous.
It's time to do something about this.
It's ridiculous. They don't mention that the tax keeps keeping on after the empty youth center facilities are built.
This is ridiculous.
That's why you need. That's why it's important that people go to the polls on August 8th and vote down this tax increase being asked for by Francis Slay, and vote out all of the Francis Slay sycophants, the Francis Slay supporters, the Francis Slay water carriers like Jeff Smith out there.
I agree with you. I'm going to hang up and let somebody else talk. Thank you. I love to hear your program. You wake me up every morning, and I'm telling you, your information is on the money. I love you.
Thank you so much. So you want to stay on the stage. Just that last bit. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Have a great weekend. Listen, folks, don't forget that the Urban Institute meets Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 1020 North Taylor. We're meeting this Saturday. We've got business to tend to, much, much business to tend to. Madness out here. Madness out here. We have business to tend to. Be there this Saturday at 1020 North Taylor, Urban Institute at 9 o'clock. Yusuf.
Yes, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, glad to be on your show and everything, and want you to know, I learned a lot of lessons living low voltage, you know, during this energy crisis. I learned a lot of lessons, and I'm trying to divide.
Wait a minute. You learned a lot of lessons.
Wait a minute.
I want people to feel the clever statement that you just made.
Yeah.
Living low voltage. I like that.
That's it. Now, I'm telling you, you know, maybe you can come up with something better.
No, that's the bomb. Low voltage.
Yeah, what I'm saying is we got to go into an alternative state right now. And, during the daylight hours, people, you know, yeah, you might want to look at your television, look at, you know, your daytime soaps and what have you and stuff like that. But at nighttime, you know, nighttime is reserved for sleeping. I mean, we don't need light at nighttime. Okay?
All right.
Only if we hear a noise or the cat is howling or the dog is barking or something like that. Okay. You know, but other than that, we going to go underground with the shit. You know, what I'm talking about?
Thanks for your call.
Hey, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call, Earl.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I just want to comment on the mayor asking to raise our taxes. We can build millionaires baseball stadiums, but when it comes to some of the citizens of the city need, we got to raise our taxes to get one. Huh?
There you go. Wait a minute, Earl. I've forgotten that. Thank you so much for that. We build them a stadium.
Exactly.
But our baby's got to pay to go into theirs. And we keep getting taxed even after this empty building is filled.
Yeah. It's time for Mayor Slay to go.
It's time for us to vote down to demonstrate to the world and to all of his backers out there and all of his supporters, he has no power in this city. He couldn't even deliver his own ward in the school board election. He's lost every election that he's been pushing since he's gotten elected. He lost every tax increase. We've got to keep sending that message because that's one of the ways that you weaken a candidate. You send these no messages out there. No on those taxes.
Yeah, and also, Liz, I'm kind of shocked at the Bosley's. I got to tell you, I mean, I don't know what's up with those two guys.
I think when people show you who they are, you're supposed to believe them. And I saw something with Freeman Sr. At a press conference this week that was just, it was just jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
And I am clear.
Okay.
I am clear on whose water you're carrying. Clear.
Okay.
Crystal. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else? Where else are you going to get washers, dryers? How about a nice new refrigerator? You need to get on down to Union and Natural Bridge. That's right, Sears. They have the best deals. They have deals you can't find anyplace else. They have the best quality. They have the best location. They have the best customer service. So, it's time to get your shop on this weekend. Come on, get some new stuff for your house, your home. Make it a palace. Sears, my name is Liz Brown. When you do that, when you go there, tell them I told you to.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your companion animals. Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof. This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Attention, senior friends. Every day here in St. Louis, there is a child who needs you. Your warmth, your hugs, your unselfish inspiration. Answer that need by becoming a foster grandparent. Call Cartner Ritter Senior Services at 918-2297. If you are 60 years of age or older, income eligible, and can share just 20 hours a week at a designated site, as a foster grandparent, you are a paid volunteer and receive reimbursement for your transportation. And of course, there is the joy of knowing you have made a difference in the life of a child. Open your arms and your heart wide. A child is there waiting for you. Join us, 918-2297. Cartner Ritter Senior Services at 918-2297.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Baghdad. If you have loved ones serving in Iraq who were supposed to transfer out soon, don't look for that to happen anytime now. The Pentagon says it's going to be delaying the departure of some 4,000 troops whose tours were to be over at the end of this month. The uptick in violence in and around Baghdad has caused an extension of service terms in order to keep the size of the U.S. force as strong as possible. In the past, such delays have lasted from a few weeks to several months. Standard tours of duty are 12 months for the Army and 7 months for the Marines. And Dateline Washington. A congressional report released yesterday says the Department of Homeland Security wasted over $30 billion on private contracts that were poorly managed or had a great deal of waste, fraud, and abuse contained in them. First-year spending was $3.5 billion on some 14,000 contracts. But in year two, the budget was $10 billion for 63,000 contracts. And half of the contracts issued in the second year were done without full and open competitive bidding. Particulars include $1.2 billion spent on luggage screening equipment at airports that gave off false alarms, buying 26,000 mobile homes at a cost of over $900 million, only to discover they couldn't be used in most of the disaster areas along the Gulf Coast because they were in floodplains, and $19 million for lavish office space for the Transportation Security Administration. The offices had 12 conference rooms, 7 kitchens, a fitness center, and $500,000 worth of artwork and interior decorations. This is your wake-up call global news update. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody.
You won't find nobody else like me. My name is Liz Brown. 1-877-920-WGNU is my phone number. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. And if you want to check out the shows, they're always available at whiterosesociety.org. The shows are archived there daily. So if you missed an hour, check out your hour at whiterosesociety.org. Please don't forget that the Urban Institute meets this Saturday at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. Be there. We have business to tend to. My name is Liz Brown. Let me get to you all, see what you got on your mind. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good yourself.
I'm outstanding, Carl.
That's good. That's great. You know what, I would just like to agree with one of the brothers that called in, I guess about two or three callers ago, and he said that this was a wake-up call, and, you know, as far as the disaster that just took place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, and I agree with that, and the things that I didn't have in place are now in place.
I know that's right.
And you know what, my extended family that we have, pretty large family, I've seen at least about two or three of my family members that, you know, that came in with their children and all.
Uh-huh.
And I will do it again.
We all got to know our friends and families kind of well over these last few days, didn't we?
Absolutely. And again, you know, we are survivors. And again, this was a wake-up call. And again, those of us who can afford it, we do need to stockpile the water and some food around. And, you know, also within this disaster that I saw with the coming together of some family members that usually that wouldn't sit around at the dinner table like we used to. We used to sit around the dinner table and knowledge was passed on and, you know, we used to come the closer together as a family. And that's what we were doing, sitting around in the doy, but we did have some lanterns going on. But, you know, we enjoyed that. And within this disaster, there was a
lessons to be,
present times.
Lessons to be learned and practices to be continued and preparation to be engaged in. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank
now. Thank you, Carl.
Okay, bye.
I feel it. It's Friday. I feel what? You feel it? Do you feel it in your bones? What's getting ready to come up now? I don't know. You feel the... There you go. There you go. You feel it? It's time for the Liz Brown Because We Care package giveaway. All of y'all that have been working so hard this week to get your names in, to get one of these wonderful packages. Oh, we have some great T-shirts in there, some great mugs in there, some great books in there. It's just a phenomenal package. If I do say so, my own self. Let me turn the barrel here. Let me turn the barrel here. What do we got? Who do we have? Who do we have? William Brigant. I think that's William Brigant. We're going to call you, William. You'll know. Let me get this one. Turn the barrel. Joyce Nabors. Congratulations. You are the two winners for the Liz Brown Because We Care package. Congratulations. That's okay if you didn't win this week. There's some special packages waiting for you next week. So keep on calling in. Keep on getting your name in. Because we care. We want you to have a little something, something. Want you to have a little something, something. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Oh my goodness. I think as we go out today. I think as we go out of the show today, I just have to underscore a story that I have been repeating, and it bears repeating. It's important that we do repeat this. Because you know what? It speaks hugely about where we are. It's election time, folks. We got to focus on election time because we have to stay plugged in. Your gas prices are a result of the political environment that you find yourself in. Your job situation is a result of the political environment that you find yourself in. Your salary is a result of the political environment that you find yourself in. Your health care crisis that you're facing is a result of the political environment that you find yourself in. You must plug yourself into the political environment because every one of those issues that I just raised, the suffering that you are experiencing, the lack of opportunity that you are experiencing is because there was a political decision made. So you need to plug yourself in on a local issue. You need to a local level and on a national level. And the local level comes to you this August 8th. Elections all around town. We have a race out in University City right next door. Kissing Cousins, too. The city of St. Louis. We have a race of an incumbent, Maria Chappelle Nadal. Why is this important to me? Because this is about education. This is about protecting and keeping what is good for our community and making certain that the opposite of that does not get a toehold in. We saw what happened in the St. Louis public schools, when Francis Slay, Vince Schemel, Darnetta Clingsdale, Ron Jackson, and Bob Archibald got a toehold in our district. We lost 26 accreditation points. We lost hundreds of millions of dollars in consultant contracts. Our children were demoralized. Our teachers were demoralized. Our district was demoralized because of a short 3-year toehold that these greedy goblins had on our district. It was all about the babies. They found the money in the district and they wanted it. Well, the same thing is happening right now. The voucher folks, the billionaires from out of town, are trying to get a toehold in our, not just in the city of St. Louis, but in the state of Missouri. And this election, they're trying to get their toehold through a woman by the name of Sandy out here in Hughes City. Sandy Colquitt is her name. She's a voucher proponent. She is being paid for by voucher people, supported by people who support vouchers. And then she looked you in the face and said, I don't have an opinion on, I've yet to decide how I feel about vouchers. If that's not a political lie, I don't know what is. A calculated political lie. Why do I feel comfortable in assessing it that way? Because it's rare in politics that you have an opportunity to find, to have the evidence, to have the smoking gun of a lying want-to-be politician. This Colquitt woman filled out a candidate declaration form. She entered it. She swore, right here, I swear that the information contained in this declaration is true. She said, I swear I have no outstanding campaign disclosure reports due from a prior election. She lied. And a judge fined her $3,000, charged her with this crime. Charged her with $3,000, and she didn't even show up. She lied. She lied. We can't let people like this get a toehold in our political process. We cannot. We cannot allow her to get a toehold. We saw what happened in the St. Louis public schools. Everything in your, just about everything in your life is a result of the political environment that you find yourself in. You got to get to the elections on August 8th. And you've got to vote right. And you've got to vote in a way that you have vested yourself and put yourself in this political process. Francis Lay is asking for a tax increase. Say no. In you sitting, you need to reward those that you have elected with continued service, good service to you. Maria Chappelle Nadal has done that. She's proven herself. Sandy Colquitt has proven that she lies and that she is on the side of those that would harm our children. The voucher folks. My name is Liz Brown. Don't forget about the Urban Institute meeting this Saturday. That's tomorrow at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. My name is Liz Brown. Until you hear me again on Monday morning at 6 a.m., until then, stay strong.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.